want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I want it to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick square.
Hello.
Long time, the family and I would go out to some of the finest buffet restaurants in the, in the Northern Virginia area.
Let me just say that for those who don't know, my coast. It's a real hole-in-the-wall redneck diner, generally.
I went to two restaurants over the weekend, and I went to a really super fancy one on Friday night, that one we go to occasionally, the one you've been to.
Oh, right, sure.
It's funny when you talk about the table, because we went down there on Friday night. It's like if they could have put us any further off the dining room floor, it would have been the greenhouse.
Oh, really?
And and the fact that they were, we were in the chairs that were like, like the lawn chair type things, And I finally said, is there any way? Because my butt was sliding off the chair, and I had to move my table back, and we had to go back into the main dining room. And so it was okay, here we go, back into the main dining room. But I mean, just that was a good restaurant. The place that I think Charlie Broyhill on the weekend, at the beginning of the weekend, I said, I'm going to a new buffet place. Now, for a long time, I've talked about the Old Country Buffet that I go to.
Yes, you have.
And the Old Country Buffet is fine. It's good, great, clean, good service, plenty of food. Yes, it's cafeteria style, but I'll tell you right now, we went to the Great American Steak and Buffet.
Oh,
and man, oh man. Let me tell you something. It was really special.
Why?
It was special for this reason. Because when we walked in, it was Sunday, and it was Sunday at about 1 o'clock. Which is prime after church, hit the trough, go in there and feed. So there were a lot of people in, and I immediately stressed out. The first thing you see when you walk in is you see the big grill, and he's frying up chicken breasts and steaks and stuff like that. But it's a buffet-style restaurant, and I'm flying blind. I've never been there, and I don't know how it works. And I don't, but there's enough of a crowd in there where I'm stressing a little bit, saying, oh, there are going to be lines for everything. Because frankly, I don't want to slam Old Country, because I know I'll be going back. I know I'll be going back there, and I don't want to slam them, but I'll tell you.
That's such a great place.
The problem there sometimes is the choice item that's up for sale in there is, and it's not for sale, you pay one fee and then you get all the food. It's the fried chicken. And so quite often you will have 8-9 people just hovering around the fried chicken, just waiting for the choice food to come. Let me tell you something. The food they had there, there was so much of it. There were so many piles of delicious, hot, piping hot food that, you sit down there, and we were there with the whole family. The whole clan was there. It was me, my wife, Catherine, Elizabeth, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, their two kids, our whole gang. That's our posse,
right,
that we come in with. And so we got in really quickly, and then we went into this buffet, and it was just so much food, so much wonderful, delicious cafeteria-style food that you could really enjoy.
You are such a nut.
I tell you, I know quality too. I know quality for the dollar, and I'll tell you this right now, that some of those buffet places, cleanliness is not job one, what I mean?
Did I hear you mention clean with the other place?
What's that? The Old Country, yes, clean, yes, clean.
Really?
Yes. There's another one, I know that I'm going to go back probably to every buffet-style restaurant I've ever eaten at, so you won't hear a bad-mouthing of any of those places, but I will tell you, the last one I went to that will go nameless, not really the cleanest one I've ever been in, and also kind of brand new. So I just want, they should be aware of the fact that you can always tell when you walk in the doors, and there's a glass door, and it's not the cleanest door you've ever seen. You can tell by the door. You can always take a look at the front door. But this place had ham, chicken, roast beef. They had barbecued ribs.
You should be like the food critic for one of those free newspapers you get at the grocery store.
I would be very good at that. And, you know, I went back on doing the protein again, and so I can't eat any carbohydrates. So I was actually really looking for protein. Now, the problem at the other place is that they'd only have a few of the proteins, and the proteins were kind of eh. Well, this, I mean, it was a meat lover's paradise is what it was. Not only can you order your own steak if you want. You know, you order a steak and,
right.
That's why it's called the Great American Steak and Buffet.
Are they paying you for this?
No, I'm just telling you, when something's good, I like to rave about it. And I'll tell you, I went in there and, you know, it was very, very crowded. But because of the fact they had so much stuff, it was fantastic. And the only thing that I diverted from the carbohydrates, I was trying to, you know, withhold the carbos. And then I saw they had the freshly baked apple turnovers there. And I walked by them once, walked by them twice, third time, just had to grab one. And I know I blew it a little bit, but not totally. But it was a fantastic experience. You know, the beverages came on a regular basis from our waitress. It was quality dining for the whole family. And when you have kids, my kids are 4 and 2, you want to just bring them into a place, you want to sit them down, you want to get like a plate full of food and get it in front of them as soon as possible. It's just the way I enjoy eating and the way I enjoy dining. So I just would like to give it, Don, I know you're laughing, but I'd like to give it 4 stars. Absolutely phenomenal. And you know, there was one item in particular.
Why don't you give it 4 cement blocks? The cement blocks that you would put under the where the wheels of the car should be in your front yard.
There were lots of shirts and ties in there. There really were.
Yeah, lots of string ties. Lots of cowboy ties.
There was a string tie.
Maybe the errant bow tie.
There were some big people, as you're going to get in every buffet. There were people that were big. And, you know,
professional leaders
who know that quantity does matter. You know, don't ever think quantity doesn't matter. And they did. They had the big beef ribs in the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it was a it was a bit of a labor to get the meat off of those.
Point
ribs.
You know what?
Yeah.
If I just went with the tone of what you were saying.
Yeah. Right.
If I was from a foreign land and didn't speak English, I could probably say that. This man is describing the best sex he ever had in your life. You should hear how you come to life.
A good buffet.
You're talking about a good buffet.
A good all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, usually at an all-you-can-eat buffet, what are they doing? They're throwing out the cheapest stuff they can. They're trying to cut corners. They're trying, because it's all you can eat, and they know that. So they're going to give you know, the fillers.
Filler.
They're going to give you the crap.
But not this place.
No, this place was giving you quality food. Not only did they have the big beef ribs, but you know what they did?
What?
In the same barbecue sauce, in the next bucket over, they had the beef ribs cut off the meat in cubes like big giant pieces of beef. And it was in there, so you could just reach in with one of their, thank you, Rob, with one of those oversized spoons and just take out about 4 chunks of this beef and then put it down, you know, on
your
plate.
Sounds delicious, Mike.
And the chicken, and fried and broiled.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, for those of you dieters out there, you know, fried and broiled. The seafood, you know, the fried seafood, didn't have it myself because I can't eat that. My brother-in-law, not the best he's ever had.
Okay.
You know, frankly, he had some of those fried shrimp and, you know, perhaps too much time in the freezer.
What was the cost per person?
The total cost, and I'm not exaggerating.
Cost per person.
I can't do cost per person. I can, because the
sure you can divide by 8.
Well, no, I can't do that kind of math. You know that. Why would I be eating that place if I could do that kind of math? Let me see. My brother-in-law, sister-in-law, me, my wife, my daughter, my other daughter. And the two, so 8 of us.
That's what I just said.
Of us, the total tab, I think, was $40. Now, you tell me.
That's $5 a person.
You tell me, because the two little ones ate for free. You know, the two little ones ate for free.
Yeah.
Kids eat free. And, you know, they don't need to throw that sign in the window that says kids eat free. They just tell you when you come in because they don't want to, you know. In the front is, you know, kind of a red, white, and blue motif as you're coming in, which my 4-year-old likes. She said, Daddy, red, white, and blue. And I'm like, yes, it is. We're going to the Great American Steak. And I just want to tell you that I will return there. I would like if less people would be there, you know. But
not now. Now that you've given this ringing endorsement, as soon as Dukes of Hazzard is over today, their doors are going to be jammed with coke.
Prime time too. 1 o'clock on a Sunday, kind of like everybody venturing out after Sunday go to meeting. And it was in there, and it was very, very crowded. But and of course, you know, the obligatory little ice cream thing for the kids, you know, where they get the ice cream afterwards. It was,
just
rarely do you have a quality experience like that. And I had it. And
drive by one of these places one of these days, and it's going to be like the first time I saw one of those.
Right.
What's the other place you love?
See, I can't say that I love it
that
now
you used
as much.
To love.
I used to love, and I still would go into probably for a breakfast meal. I'd probably go. Well, there are two places I go to. You know, I go to Bob Evans with the kids.
Right.
You won't go hungry. You won't go broke. I go to the Old Country Buffet.
Okay, that place. I heard you talk about this place endlessly.
There's the Chinese place.
We need to come out
the
on
Walk and Roll Buffet.
Come out on 95.
That's true. It's the name of the place.
And I see the signs for this Old Country Buffet.
We just got Milwaukee's best custard too. Hey, I'm sorry. It's you know. Yeah.
I
yeah,
took a burrito. That's the place that Mike always goes to.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove by. And we about bust a gut laughing looking at that place.
Well, hey, you know, it's good food, plenty of it, clean. That's it, clean.
And reasonable
price. It's
prices.
Tough to keep a place like clean, you know, because people at the all-you-can-eat places, you know, it's spraying all over the place. You know, they're trying to get as much in there, and it's tough, and they pull it off. There's lots of steam, you know, coming out. When you see lots of steam in the buffet line, you know that stuff's going to be hot. That's what I like, too. Don't let the thingy, you know, the little propane or whatever they have underneath the plates, don't let that go out.
This has not been a paid announcement.
No, not at all. No, I'm not getting it. I will
free
pay.
Testimony.
I wouldn't take a free meal if they offered it to. Well, that's not true. No, but I wouldn't. Really, I think it's a good sauce. $40. Everybody, eight of us, all fed. You know?
Imagine that.
It was terrific. Then out to Toys R Us, you know, for a couple of walks up and down the aisles with the kids and home. What a day.
What a day.
Yeah, terrific weekend.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Just a fantastic. I'm a simple man. Doesn't take a lot to please me. You know?
I better be crowded after the next episode of 18 Wheels of Justice, starring G. Gordon Liddy on the National Network.
Well, after that trucker protest down in D.C., probably be crowded on the way home tonight, I would think, probably.
Okay.
Hey, because those truckers know good eating.
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do.
They do. Well, they finally said something positive about truckers.
But yeah, they do know the good places to eat, and you know, I that's about all.
Now, Jimmy the intern is a wonderful guy.
Yep, great guy.
Who has the job, which I wouldn't want, of having to go through our telephone calls every day.
Each and every day, and it gets to him now and then.
He's made lots of friends on the phone.
Sure he has.
He's also scored a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly going out with girls that he picks up on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also performed very poorly on every IQ test that we've ever taken.
Yeah, almost so poorly that we were thinking about getting him some help.
And we thought maybe he'd have to wear like a hockey helmet around here and stuff. But nonetheless, he tells us that he's applied to San Diego State.
Yeah, for a master's degree.
Yeah. In history. But he didn't know a bunch of real basic history questions.
Right.
So we got a letter from the Mensa Society. And there were a bunch of teenage Mensas from Britain who were touring the United States. And they came to Washington, D.C. to see all the junk that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us a letter. And I think the gist of the letter was they were inviting me to a picnic last night.
A Mensa cookout.
Well, as it turns out, I was much too busy watching that car chase on the L.A. station last night. And you were busy just sitting around with your phone off the hook.
I was painting my picnic table. I was sanding and painting my picnic table.
So I thought, who do we send to this Mensa picnic?
Mm-hmm.
How about the... Well, I don't want to say dumb. That's not a nice
word. Not dumb. No. How about the guy that scored lowest on the IQ test?
Yes. That would be Jimmy the intern.
Because he loves Mensa, especially on the grill.
Jimmy, would you come in, please? And he has a little report. I think the guys in the back room have held him up and have sweetened your piece.
Very good.
And he likes getting the regular piece. There he is now, Jimmy the intern. Hello. Jimmy has also fought the battle with the bad breath on this show.
How goes That's that right. battle? How is that going?
It's still a battle, Mike.
Are you still afraid of the dentist?
As always.
Are you still afraid of the dentist?
What he can do. Yeah.
When was the last time you went to the dentist? Just real quick, when was the last time you went?
Couple of years ago. Oh. That was 12 or something.
And Jimmy also had never flossed his teeth before until we got some floss. And yeah, we also got you one of those super jazzy...
One of the Braun ones like you and I use.
Yeah, which I still use to this day.
One of those motorized toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
But still your breath is bad?
Yes. I don't even want the test.
Do you have any pain when you eat?
No.
Really? Like your teeth don't hurt?
No, not at all. In fact, I still have no cavities. I'm sure of it.
You're sure you have no cavities?
Uh-huh. I don't feel any holes in my tongue.
When you know what I'm saying, Jimmy? When's the last time that you met a girl on the telephone from our show? Last time you picked up a girl on the
phone? It was a week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Have you heard from that woman you brought to the donkey basketball game?
Yeah, in fact, 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes
ago. Oh, my God. You won't believe this woman.
This is, I mean...
Listen.
I have, this one was a stone-cold knockout.
You ever watch, like, Melrose Place or 90210? Mm-hmm. It's like a girl that walked off the set of that. She came in. First off, she looks a whole lot older than Jimmy and looks certainly more sophisticated than Jimmy.
Yes.
She comes walking in. She was wearing, like, real clothes, not like his normal dates.
Very, very well-dressed.
And she's the type of woman that really stops... stops all of the clamor going on around her. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, who is that woman? And then we were all amazed that she was your date.
Somebody told me it was Jimmy's date, and I practically passed out.
What's so remarkable about that,
just
though?
Incredible, Jimmy.
Look at you, man.
I mean, you've done well.
No, I don't mean that. I'm kidding, but... Well, look at you, man, and look at her.
I have to agree. Yeah, each time I look at her,
have
I
you
say,
seen each other since that time?
No.
No.
Oh, and do you know the amount of work he put into that relationship?
Yes.
Someone told me that's like, how many years have you been talking to her on the telephone?
Maybe like the first year I started working for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, worth it, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
And do you sense this relationship getting better?
Probably not.
Really?
What did you just had a conversation with her now? What did she say?
Yeah, she has, like, I think she's getting, like, a boyfriend up in New York who, like, works on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's probably a fag.
Queer.
Yeah. Oh, he probably is. You ever see Cats?
Not that there's anything wrong with
it. Those are all homos in that. Yes, thank you, Buzz. Thanks for that disclaimer.
Deuteronomy!
And how far, you told us how far you had gotten with her, right? Didn't we ask? And you know what? I remember why I asked him that. We were in an elevator. Yeah. Weren't you in the elevator with me when I asked him how far he had gotten with her?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And then he gave you, like, that third grade answer or something.
Well,
like
guess
that.
What? I probably won't get any farther.
Really?
Yeah, this Broadway guy is pretty...
Isn't she a singer?
She's, like, everything. Television, radio.
I remember the answer now. The answer was second base, and I said to him, had you gotten her shirt off? And he said no.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
So you don't see
that him. Is correct.
So no future in this relationship?
I don't think so.
Are you becoming like the regular Daryl Nichols relationship now where you're a good friend?
Very bitter. No, a bitter friend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A bitter friend.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
she's got you completely intimidated, doesn't she?
Pretty much so, yeah. She's like been around.
Well, she's nice looking. Now, how old is she, Jimmy?
I believe she's maybe 2 years younger than me, 22.
She's younger than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all had her pegged as much older, and she didn't look old in a bad way. She looked mature.
She looks sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Always looks very nice, head turner big time, but no. Well, look at me, once again.
Does she live around here?
No, she lives in Lynchburg.
Yeah, she lives in Roanoke, three hours away.
The boys here call her Bullet Train.
We have more information on this woman. You see, we live vicariously through you, Jim.
We all do.
Well,
is there any chance of you getting together with her in Washington before she goes to New York?
Well, she's coming back from New York now. I'm not really sure where she's at, but I don't know. She said she wants to come up as soon as possible.
You are normally so aggressive with women, Jimmy.
Yeah, why has she got you intimidated? I mean, she's beautiful. I would think this would make you even more... You know,
no, see, that's the problem.
More driven. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's nice.
Yes, but I'm used to dealing with girls who aren't so
smart.
Pretty.
But
they're much easier to handle. You know, the girl next door, perhaps the low-rated six.
Oh, sure.
You know,
the girl next door, duh.
A low-rated six, you mean on a scale of 10?
Oh, yeah.
So she is such a higher... person
because she's like 12 or something
because
like that.
On a higher level you don't pursue her.
Oh, there's no oh, trust me, I've tried to pursue.
Is that a real low number? You consider a low six to be like a real dog on your scale?
You know, like around well, see, it depends because other people's scales are different because I've seen some sevens that are some really butt ugly girls, but so you know, like eight, you know, comes around the numbers of, you know, hey,
you know, maybe you shouldn't pursue her, Jimmy.
You know, I'm just thinking back to my experience before I was married, of course, and a six for me would have been like a beauty pageant winner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I spent my time with lots of negative numbers, actually, to be honest with you.
Is there a celebrity, perhaps, that you'd rate a six so I can get an idea?
Who would I rate a six? Let me think about it.
Celebrity that you would rate a six.
Let me look in the TV guide and see if they will. None of the girls from Friends.
Justine Bateman.
Ooh,
yeah, she might be a five or a four, though.
Good call, Mike.
She's a high four. She's a high four, yeah. She, at one time, was a six or a seven.
Oh,
she's now only a high four.
She was a six or a seven when she was anorexic.
Right.
Let me see. You know,
what picture do you
have? How about Chachi from Joni Loves Chachi? What is she?
Oh,
she's ugly. Joni. She's like a three. She's a two, maybe.
Erin Moriarty?
Yeah.
Erin Moron.
Erin, what's her name?
All right, so if you're saying that Justine Bateman would be a high four.
Right, I'm trying to look at I need some point of reference
it's
here.
It's tough because usually women in the performing arts.
Yeah. Let me see. Who else has got her picture in the? Only pretty girls have their pictures in the newspaper.
Oh, I got one.
Funny.
I got one. A six. A perfect six.
Okay.
Jacqueline Stallone.
on your scale, Mike. Let me see. A six. Ah, boy. Helen Hunt. Now, for me, Helen Hunt is like that's a high nine, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to a ten.
Yeah.
Men Behaving Badly, Friends, Suddenly Susan, Brooke Shields. Even though she's real tall, Brooke Shields would be definitely above a five, right?
Oh, Brooke Shields, I think, is an eight or a nine.
Oh, boy.
Yo, is this on a 12 scale that we're doing?
No, this is on a 10 scale.
10 scale, okay, that may be a good high eight.
What about Janine Garofalo?
She's a five. I think she's better than Justine. No, I'm sorry.
No, she's a four. She's a lower four. If Justine Bateman is a high four, then Janine Garofalo is a low four.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I need some. Let me go to the phones here. Let me just get some help on the scale. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you think is a six? Hello?
Who I think is a six?
Yeah. Give me a celebrity that you think is a good, solid six. And you know what I mean by that? Not beautiful, but not ugly.
I don't know, but I tell you, that girl doesn't live in Lynchburg, I can tell you that.
Well, how do you know that? How do you even know the girl we're talking about?
I don't, but I'm telling you, she doesn't live in Lynchburg.
It's a bitter man.
Yeah, how
I
do you
think
know?
This man's bitter.
I'm telling you.
You're bitter, aren't you?
I'm not bitter. I'm a realist.
No, you're bitter and you haven't found any great-looking women around where you live.
How do you know she doesn't live?
It really doesn't matter that much, but I don't suppose she works at a tennis place, does she?
Does she work at a tennis place, Jimmy?
No.
Freak.
Jimmy and his usual relationship with the caller.
Defensive mode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got the perfect six for you.
All right, who's a six?
Jodie Foster.
No, listen, I've seen Jodie Foster all fixed up, and when she's really fixed up, Jodie Foster, at least on my scale, is a high seven to maybe an eight.
I think you're right. When she really, I thought in Silence of the Lambs she looked really good.
I saw her at Larry King where she was all made up, and she looked so good. Hello?
Yeah, I got a perfect six.
Okay.
Okay, from ER, you remember Sherry Stringfield?
Oh, you're insane, the blonde. That's a seven.
You think that's a seven?
Yeah,
see, I think at least a seven.
Yeah. She's higher than a six. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Hillary or Chelsea?
All right, listen. First off, Hillary is a mid three. Okay? And Chelsea, I would say wait on Chelsea.
Sure.
I think that Chelsea has the potential to be a solid five.
Listen,
what are you laughing at? I'm serious. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, let me give you a woman's point of view on who I think would be a good six.
Very good.
Give me a solid six.
Caroline in the City.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
That's
come on.
Perfect.
Caroline
in the City is a seven.
Oh, no way.
Hey, hold on a second.
Caroline in the City is a six.
Guys, what are you looking at? Just the face?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Think about her body.
The body is also a six. I think she's a... you don't think the body for Caroline in the City is a seven.
Did you see the pictures of her in TV Guide doing her aerobics?
No, I didn't. I don't read it. I don't read it like a magazine like you do.
I can't help it. I do.
No. I'm with this lady, though. I think she'd be a perfect six.
She's very pretty, but she's not threatening. I think she's a six.
And everybody's got their own subjective scale, but from my mind, we still haven't found the perfect six.
Okay, let's keep... Are we going to keep hunting?
Yes, hi.
Okay, here are the two older sixes that would be great. Dr. Crusher from Star Wars.
Oh, no. She's an eight, man.
Oh,
I saw her in person at the convention. I'll give you, she's an eight. But here's
she's an eight because I love Star Trek,
she's
okay?
She's a solid six. I did see she is very good looking in person. But
no, give me a young six. Give me a young six.
B. Arthur?
Oh, no. No, you're negative numbers.
Not even funny. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
Give me a six.
Julia Roberts.
No way.
All right, now
come on.
Listen, for my scale,
no.
You're a big dog, man.
No, not a six.
I don't think she's good looking.
She's an eight. She's at least an eight or a nine.
She's maybe naked, she's a 6'5".
Yeah. Oh,
no way.
Wow.
Okay, listen. Well, these quotes are just like a-holes. Everybody's got one. Right? Everybody's got an opinion. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I got a perfect six for
see,
you.
See, we can just find one six that we all agree on.
Even the boss.
Even the boss. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I have a perfect six for you.
Yes.
Tim Taylor's wife.
Oh, no. No. She's too old. First off, she's too old to be included in this.
Whose
in
wife?
This. Tim Taylor, Tool Time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Patricia Richardson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about...
Besides, she got big saddlebags. She has a big ass. She does. Hello.
Hello.
She would be below a six. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, give me a six.
Off of Friends, Courtney Cox.
All of the Friends girls are way over a seven.
Yeah, yeah, over sevens.
Even the Smelly Cats girl.
What about Julie Louis Dreyfus?
There's an eight, baby.
That's
an eight, yeah. Hello?
Darn, Mike.
Yeah.
How about Cindy Williams when she was on Laverne and Shirley?
Hey, listen, Cindy Williams is a two, man.
Boy, you're giving her a lot of credit.
Maybe now.
You're giving her four extra points.
She's a two.
Thanks.
She will always do good as long as she's compared to Laverne. Hello? Lenny and Squiggy turned me on more than she did.
I give Lenny and Squiggy sixes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the girl from the Drew Carey Show, not Mimi, but the other girl, his friend.
You know, she's close to a six.
You know what? Maybe I got a six, maybe. What about Ellen's friend?
Yeah. Ellen's friend with the cleavage?
No, not her real girlfriend.
Oh.
Her friend on the show, yeah, with the...
With the cleavage.
That's all she's got going for. She's kind of...
The cleavage would get her into a six.
Yeah, but that face... See, if you rated her just on her face, she would be a four.
Yeah.
But she has a real nice cleavage. So, all right, maybe we don't agree on
and,
that.
And just like the Drew Carey lady, you need somebody more famous.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Give me a six.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, no way.
No. Sixes are tough.
No way. See, I told you. Hello, Donna. Of course they're tough. Hello.
Hey, this is Bob K. from Sacramento.
Yes, Bob. Give me a six.
A scaling down to a six. She used to be an eight.
Who?
Daryl Hannah.
I think Daryl Hannah is definitely working her way down into the six territory.
See, but the thing is, I wouldn't have started
saw the second grumpier old men movie.
I wouldn't have started her at a high number, though. Even back in Splash, I wouldn't have given her a high number. She was a seven maybe then.
Yeah.
The fact is, she's scaling down.
You know, I defy you to
agreed,
watch...
Agreed, my friend.
Watch a Daryl Hannah movie where she's walking, squint your eyes so you really can't see her, and you'll think that that's a guy walking in drag.
All right, listen. We have not listened yet to Jimmy's tape, nor have we found out more about the mystery girl, so let's take a quick commercial set.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, I've done some thought here during the commercial break. Mm-hmm. I think I have a six that maybe we can all agree on.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. First off, I thought Tori Spelling, maybe. That's not my final choice, just a maybe.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Tough for me to get her out of the fours and fives.
Yeah. Well, again, don't look just at the face.
It's hard not to, though.
Look at the whole body, Mike.
Their oversized face.
Okay. Holly Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, maybe
Holly Hunter, I think
all
a perfect six.
Right. Now, I think Alanis Morissette is too ugly to be a six. Alanis Morissette's maybe a three.
I think you may have aced it with Holly Hunter.
Well, wait, hold on. I got Helen Hunt.
Excellent six.
Good call.
Excellent.
Okay, do we all agree?
I agree on Holly Hunter, and I agree.
And on that scale, maybe Holly Hunter is a high five.
You think so?
If Katie Couric is a six.
Katie's on her way to Fiveville, though. She looks pretty badly.
Yeah. Well, getting up in the middle of the night, that'll do it to you.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I think Katie Couric a perfect six.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You know, I could do a whole show with people just calling in with women's names and rating them, evaluating them 1 to 10.
And, of course, we mentioned Jane Curtin, and whenever you mention Jane Curtin, you have to mention Lorraine Newman. A good solid three.
First, you see, was it out? Lorraine Newman is a one.
A one?
A one. A one hoping to be a two someday.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hello? Hello?
Mike.
Yes, hi.
Radio God.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a good solid six for you.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis, man.
Much as I think she's a hermaphrodite, I would still rate Jamie Lee Curtis above a six.
Yeah, if you want to see her and find out why she's above a six, go rent the movie Trading Places.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
In case you're just tuning in, I had quite the ordeal during this week, but I came clean about it today.
We had no idea that even during the Ocean City broadcast, you were in agony.
That's why I had jeans on. Hello?
Hi.
Give me a six.
I got a six for you. Tisha Campbell, the wife of Martin Crazy.
Deranged.
No, listen, I would rate her a seven, my friend.
A seven?
She's cute.
Yeah, she's out of the sixes.
You think so?
She's real cute. You know who's not, though?
Who's this?
Do you remember
This is just for Mike,
right?
Because we used to really be fond of Susan Rook when she was an anchor lady on CNN.
Yes, Susan Rook, right.
Okay.
She's plumped up real good.
She's gone down to the, she's under a three.
She?
Well under. As a matter of fact, she's down in Lorraine Newman territory.
She's big and huge, man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
She's like Delta Burke huge, and she used to really be good looking. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, how about Daphne from Frasier?
Seven.
High four.
High four.
Again, check out the body of a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
It's the accent that turns you guys
out. I don't think.
The accent brings her up, definitely.
She's got some animal attraction.
Well, maybe for you. Maybe for you. I would do Niles first. Hello.
Hello.
I don't like you. I'd do Frasier's dad first.
Oh, my God.
Right there in his walker. Hello.
Dear.
Hello.
Hi. Give me a six.
I've got two of them, actually.
Yeah?
Kelly McGillis and what's Tom Cruise's wife, Mimi Rogers.
I think Kelly McGillis might be six material.
Yeah. I think Kelly McGillis could be a good, and I think Mimi Rogers is a good six.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jamie Lee Curtis, higher than a six. Are you crazy? That's a man, baby.
I would agree with you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The search is over. Eileen Cunningham.
Aline Cunningham.
Funny. Like, she's not double digits.
Thank
Hello?
You. Thank you very much, Don.
God, that makes me mad.
Hello?
Jenny McCarthy.
Listen, Jenny McCarthy, strictly body-wise, is a seven.
She's an eight or a nine.
Oh.
What do you have? Rob
Jenny McCarthy?
Listen, go figure. Rob Spiewak has Jenny McCarthy as a three, but Jane Curtin as a solid six.
Because I go for the mind. I tell Jenny McCarthy to shut her mouth. I'm sick of seeing her.
Oh, she's pretty, though. Oh.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, a six.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about another one? What about Juliette Lewis?
I'm pretty close to a five.
And Sarah Jessica Parker, you know what? She's too muscly for me to
she's
be a
gotten,
six.
She's gotten worse, too.
Yeah, on my scale, she'd be a nine. I love that woman.
It's the end of the day. It's total subjectivity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Ned Campbell.
No way. She's way higher than a six.
Rob's giving her a 10, but then again, he liked Jane Curtin.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I got a perfect six.
All right.
Joni from Happy Days.
No, I already said her, and she's like a two. Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson or the chick from News Radio.
What? I will give this. Gillian Anderson, yes. She would be a solid six for me. Nothing real special going on, but... But then again, you wouldn't be ashamed having her out with you.
I got a six. Maybe an eight. Maybe an eight. Ooh. Mimi from Drew Carey's show.
Don and Mike show. What is this, the Elephant Man? Hello.
Don, I've got a six for you. I'm not an animal.
Listen, unless we can come up with something better, we're going to go with either Katie Couric or Holly Hunter, I think.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Don Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Melissa. I've got a great six for you. Elaine Boozler.
Oh, no.
Elaine
Boozler. Lorraine Newman is hotter than Elaine Boozler.
Elaine Boozler says she's in fractions.
Hello, Don, in my show.
Hello, Don.
Bow wow. Somebody called a dog catcher for her, man. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Elaine Boozler. Yes, hi. Who's your six?
Janine Garofalo.
Now, we already mentioned her.
We already discussed her. She's below a six.
Below a six.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got either Joyce DeWitt, TV's Janet, or... Becca, who had the potential to be a nine, but has really turned out to be a six.
Joyce DeWitt, too, has fallen out of system.
Yeah. Joyce DeWitt is there in Jane Curtin land, okay? Is that what I'm saying? She's rubbing that stuff on her butt to, what's that cream that's supposed to take away the pounds?
Pound away.
That's something, I don't know. Hello. Isn't there always some cream that's coming out that the FDA has not put their approval on? Are you supposed to just rub it on? It's supposed to make the cellulite go away.
And there's a 90% chance that Pat Boone will sell it.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello?
Who's your six?
Gwen Stefani.
No doubt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's three territory, man.
That's three? Oh.
Yes, that's the land of the threes. Hello? Don and Mike.
What about Sigourney Weaver?
She's Miss Four. At least,
yeah.
That's just my opinion.
There was a time when she was a six.
Yeah.
She had some six potential.
I tell you what, when she's got that shaved head, she's down there in the twos. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
There's a movie, The Year of Living Dangerously, where she's a six.
How did we get on this topic?
Six or seven.
We were trying to rate your girlfriend, the girl in Roanoke that won't do anything with you. Is that how we got on that?
Yeah, and I said, what do you rate as a six?
Right. The girl in Roanoke is, I think, a 10.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Listen, I'm going to really floor you here. I think, like, Ellen's a 5.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. Listen, again, you know what I say to you guys? Stop and look at the body. Look at the body. I've mentioned this
before.
You said
that you're using the same thing you used with Tori Spelling, which is look at the body.
All right, well, then if Tori Spelling is a 5, then Ellen's a 4.
Okay.
But Ellen's got a pretty good body. But that face, man.
You know, we both said
one of my wife's handbags.
When she made out with Larry Sanders.
She has some sexuality.
There was sex appeal there. There was. I can't doubt that.
Hello?
Donna Mike?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Marley Matlin?
7.
You mean the... Who's that? That's not the one who's married to James Carville, right? Are you talking about the deaf lady?
No, she is. She's a deaf actress.
She's a 6. She was a 7, though.
Mm-hmm.
When she could hear. Oh, my God.
You know who's going to be offended by that comment? Deaf people. And they can't hear me anyway.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, give me one more. Give me a 6.
Don?
Yes, hello.
How about Jewel?
Oh, Jewel's an 8. Jewel's a 7. If she gets her teeth fixed, she's an 8.
Yeah. I think she's an 8 anyway, because I think the snaggletooth adds to the allure.
Like hello. That. Well, that's just you again, Mike.
I know. There's something about it, because it takes that perfect little face and says, look, I have a flaw.
A huge flaw. Hello.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yes.
I think I have some 6s.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Listen, on a good day, she was a 5, maybe.
Oh, come on.
Give me another one.
All right, the redhead Beth from News Radio.
She is, let me tell you something, she is so unattractive, so unappealing.
Even with the body?
She's in the land of the ones.
You know what she is? She is Lorraine Newman with a good body. That's what she is.
Yeah, she's playing ping pong with Lorraine Newman and Jane Curtin.
They're playing ping pong on Jane Curtin's ass.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Can I also say hello to Buzz?
Hello to Buzz?
I'm the Buzz groupie.
Oh, gotcha. Hi.
Hi.
There he is. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye. Last call on this topic, really. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got a number 6 for you.
Yes.
How about Tootie?
Facts of life.
Yeah. All right, very funny. And of course, Mindy Cohen, she's a 2.
You know, we're trying. We are trying to have a
counting them down.
Trying to have a serious discussion here, and I got that though. She's a 2.
Yeah. Yep. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just calling to say I hope that you do this rating of women again from a women's perspective.
You mean you mean rating of how about rating of men?
Well, that would be boring, Mike.
See, I was expecting that call, but you like the rating of the women.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear what men think is attractive.
I think in men's case, there are only 10s and 1s.
And I see nothing but 10s in this room. You know, and if you're really curious about it, maybe you could come down here and we could eyeball you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I have been told, no, not Jane Curtin.
Who's the celebrity?
I've been told Natalie Wood.
Mm. In her day, she was in the 6th range.
Yeah, but now.
Come on.
God, guys. Get real, guys.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. One more line has been on hold, and then we'll listen to Jimmy's tape. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Got a 6 for you.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
No way.
Nice trophy.
Listen, Kathy Lee is a strong 8. And she might even be a 9 if you could, like, shut her mouth. You could give her some operations.
You got to remember, Don's got the hots for Kathy Lee.
I'd say 9, 10 years ago, a 6 now.
You should have seen her the other day on that show.
Well, on the workout video.
She was wearing a dance skin the other day in the Reebok Sports Center with the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know who's a real solid 2, though, is Sally Jesse Raphael.
No.
As long as I was just thinking about a TV talk show host.
You giving her a 2?
Yeah.
What does she get the extra point for?
I like her glasses.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Knew it had to be something special.
All right, here now is Jimmy the intern, the most gifted member of our staff on all the IQ tests we've taken.
Sure.
So we sent him, we thought it'd be funny to send the most gifted guy from the show to a Mensa picnic. And now here he is with his very first assignment for the show. Here is the anything you want to tell us before we roll your bit here?
Well, I went there as an ambassador to the show, but it sort of turned out for me being an ambassador
for the show.
Did you try to be funny?
No.
Good. Good man.
All right. You went there trying to be an ambassador for the show, and?
I turned out becoming an ambassador for the America. It went really bad. I mean, these kids surrounded me. They pummeled me with questions.
John?
Yes.
I don't think there's any real need to try to understand what he's saying.
Okay, let's roll.
Charlie Broyhill's Mensa.
All right, here you go. Here it is. Jimmy, what?
I talked to some of the Mensa people, and Charles Broyhill could be Mensa.
All right.
We're going to have to pursue that.
Thank you. Hold on. Well, he's done great on all our IQ tests.
Yes,
we've taken.
Yes.
Hold on. Here is Jimmy the intern at filing his report.
As a young radio professional, I take great joy in meeting people of all types. I enjoy folks like myself. But also, it's a thrill to meet those who are different. Different people like young, brilliant Mensa members from Great Britain's Junior Mensa League at their summer barbecue.
I'm Alice.
Are you a student of history, Alice?
Yes, I am. I'm taking it for GCSE.
In a fist fight, who do you think would win, George Washington or King George III?
George Washington. He probably had a healthier diet.
Hi, and your name?
My name's David Heathcote.
David, are you one of the fathers of the many Mensa people that are here?
Perhaps even the grandfather. I'm the principal party leader.
Sounds like Mr. Methane.
What do you think of Benny Hill?
Benny Hill, well,
that's a good question.
Comedian that I think is far more popular in America than he is in England.
How would I go about being anointed a knight?
Anointed a knight? Well, I think the first thing you'd have to do is marry Princess Diana. I understand she's available at the moment.
I could get her.
You could perhaps get lucky.
I'm Laura.
Laura, what's your boyfriend's name?
I'm George.
George, and where are you guys from over in Britain?
Near Canterbury.
Canterbury? Listen to me butcher the names in there.
Let me just give you a little background.
Canterbury.
Jimmy went to a Mensa picnic. Uh-huh. They had a bunch of Mensa students from Britain who were coming over to see the United States. Uh-huh. What did you call it again?
Canterbury, where's that?
Like the egg, Canterbury.
Canterbury,
Jimmy.
Laura?
Say, it's a good thing you're good in bed, man. That's all I have to say.
What's your boyfriend's name?
I'm George.
George, and where are you guys from over in Britain?
Near Canterbury.
Canterbury? Listen to me butcher the names of their city. Is that Canterbury? So anyway, so you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yep.
How long have you guys been together?
2 days?
Will you guys be able to see each other when you get back to the country?
No.
Well, that sucks.
Was she cute?
How do you feel about that?
She wasn't?
Huh?
It's a good thing that you are good with the ladies, because there's no conversation on a date with you, is there, huh?
Canterbury! Canterbury!
So this is just like a quickie. Like a two-dayer. Guys, suddenly there are a lot of what looks to be 17-year-olds who are here with belly shirts. What's your name?
Oh. Helena.
You know, you look amazingly like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Do you know that?
Like a vampire.
Like a vampire? No, not like a vampire, like the Slayer. So, where are you from?
I'm from London.
And you're single?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
15.
Damn.
What's his name? I'll give you an American dollar if you tell me.
Hey, that's better than your British coinery.
Coinery?
British coinery.
This is a birthday party for me.
You're coinery. You're in Cadbury.
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 You coinery.
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 Where'd you get coinery from?
Coin. Plural of coin is coinery.
All right, very good. Very good, British.
What do you guys have, pounds? No, see, that's like a pound. Excuse me. But that's like a weight. And you're from Scotland?
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Kirkcaldy.
Is that anywhere near Edinburgh?
Of course not. I just wanted to say that in England, we play football by kicking a ball with our feet.
Jimmy, were you doing that thing where you asked the questions talking into the microphone and then kept the microphone there while they were answering you?
A mic technique that was honed by Larry Bud Melman on the David Letterman show. Remember that? They would have him out somewhere and ask somebody a question. He would never give them the microphone to answer. Is that what you're doing, Jimmy?
I tried to put the microphone in their faces. They were somewhat afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I'm not. The host of our show, my boss, is a huge football fan. Loves it to death. What would you have to say to him about American football?
I was just...
Do you think an American team can beat a British team? No?
I'm from our country first.
So, like a good rugby team, you think could beat the Washington Redskins?
Easily.
That's a good question, Jimmy.
Easily.
I'm proud of you now.
Handily.
Were you mocking their speech there?
Handily.
Making fun of the Mensas. Way to go, Jimmy.
Your coinage.
Coinery.
Easily.
Easily.
Handily.
We only have enormous armor.
Sure, their IQs may be high, but that doesn't mean they know jack about football. In any case, it was a fun evening and educational. As a matter of fact, I didn't see a single rotted British tooth all evening. Take that, Austin Powers. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Jimmy the belligerent intern.
I didn't see a rotted British tooth all evening.
Coinery. You're coinery. Get out of here.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye.
Bye, Jimmy.
Great report.
Loved it. You're coinery.
You're coinery. Handily. Jimmy, making fun of the Mensa's. Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take the molly! Take the molly! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
The Don and Mike Show! Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Now, we got a tape of Kathleen
Somebody
Turner.
Help me.
We have been talking about Kathleen Turner for what seems like eons on this show and her affected way of speaking. At first, we thought she was just being pretentious.
Sure.
That she was in love with herself, that
right.
It was that whole Hollywood thing where
right.
She talks in third person.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, every interview that she gave, the accent became more accented.
The accent became weirder, and we weren't sure what it was. It was like an underbite thing. Larry, I am so affected. We do not know why.
Now, you know, we may have been overstating it.
Well, there's one way to find out. First, let me ask our producer. How many times have we tried seriously to get Kathleen Turner as an interview on this show so we could make this decision once and all about her speech pattern?
It's been no fewer than three times. It was to a point where, seriously, I was an annoyance to Turner's people.
Turner's people.
Now, we've also read tabloid reports that she has... mashed toes or something like that.
Her toes are balance off because her toes have no feeling.
Yeah, and so that's why she's like on painkillers maybe that are making her talk like that or what?
I don't know that ever went to that level. Remember, she was just complaining to Larry King and she said, I have no feeling in my toes, Larry.
They just flop around.
They flop. Larry, it throws my balance off, Larry.
Larry, I'm so hot. All the guys want me, Larry.
I understand it. On their mic, we still know why I speak like this.
So, we've been talking about Kathleen Turner and having this fun.
Right.
And she's not popular anymore, so she never does any appearances. Well, she's got something coming out, and this week she's been on the Conan O'Brien show and on the Rosie O'Donnell show. So now, without further ado, we will find out together, since neither Mike nor myself has heard this tape.
Hope she sounds goofy.
My money is on the fact that she has an affected speech pattern.
Right.
Let's see. Let's listen to the tape together.
Please welcome Kathleen Turner.
Hello, Rosie.
Rosie.
I understand that you donated part of your heart to Arnold Schwarzenegger, you pig.
Rosie.
And then she says, Rosie.
Oh, it's about to start.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm dying here.
Well, hi, Kathleen.
Well, hi, Rosie.
You
look... Well, I say based on that, we got a winner.
Hi, Rosie. How are you, Rosie?
Let's back it up a little bit.
Well, hi, Kathleen.
Well, hi, Rosie.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, we're neighbors.
I know that. You live right above me.
Literally.
I just moved in.
Yeah.
You know, your son.
Yeah.
About your son.
Yeah.
When we're moving in about a month ago, almost exactly, I'm checking out the apartment, and there's a big hole in my door.
Listen, I think we scored a home run on that.
I think so, too.
The thing is, we don't have the high range. Kathleen Turner has a high voice because she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen, she's got... Now, we live in the same... And also, she speaks faster than we give it a credit for.
Yes, our neighbors, Rosie.
Bathroom walls. And I said to the superintendent, what is this? He says, we think Rosie's son flushed Tickle Me Elmo down, and we had to cut open the pipe.
We think Rosie's son flushed Tickle Me Elmo down the pipe.
Well, he was into flushing.
Yeah. They go through that.
I know. And you know how they got that toilet lock? And he figured out how to, shove little things in there,
really?
You know? Yeah, he shoved, his little, Smurfs and everything.
Yes.
And, oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
Well, I don't know.
What was that?
It is definitely there.
Yeah.
We have a tape of her with Conan, too, right?
Mike, this is how you spell vindication. Right now.
Ay-ya-ya.
Smurfs and everything.
Yeah.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I don't know who to call.
Now, your daughter is the same age as my niece.
My daughter's 9, yeah.
Yes, because she used to live.
My name is Diane.
Browntown, right? Yeah, we were downtown on 10th Street. Yeah.
My sister looked like me. You had a baby the same age. So she'd always be walking the baby.
I would all be panting as a stroller brigade. Yeah?
So she thought that
wait,
she
now wait. That's perfect.
That was exactly what we were talking about.
It's right there.
When did you use your voice? Did you
panting the stroller? Wait, that's the one right there.
All right, let's rerun that again.
So she'd always be walking the baby with.
I would all be panting as a stroller brigade.
Panting the stroller!
That's
vindication
right there.
We called it,
we
baby.
We
got it.
The
I don't care if she got lazy toes. I don't care if she got all kinds of problems.
Passing the stroller. You're passing the stroller, Rosie.
She's calling you every woman. She's like, that's Catherine Turner. I'm like, this woman is Asian. She's like, Catherine Turner. She's looked for you for years.
Well, yeah, I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up? Because you have the accent of everywhere.
That's kind of why. My dad was a diplomat with the Foreign Service. And so I was born in Missouri. Now, I'm from Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
However, I only lived there 3 months. So we went on to Canada, we went to Cuba, we went to Venezuela, we went to Belgium, we went to...
Is it not apparent to anybody else that this is not the same voice the woman had in the War of the Roses, in the movie with Romancing the Stone, in Body Heat?
That's right, it's very, very strange. Is it not the same voice that she used to have?
Fancy the Stroller. That was the one right there, Fancy the Stroller.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
And a couple of years in Washington, D.C. So I went to schools in other languages, and it kind of all melded together in this odd... But I talk American.
You do?
I do. I can talk American.
When I see you in
Peggy Sue is pure American.
And what a great role that was.
See, okay, now... All right, so she goes
in and out of it.
Yeah. She can go in and out of this. It's weird, man.
Yeah, Academy Award. Yeah.
All right, real fast. Fast forward to Conan O'Brien.
All right.
Let's just hear a little bit. Yeah. I don't have to go on any further with this experiment. Once again, Mike.
Right.
We got it right.
We got it right, and I bet on Conan we're going to hear more of it. I bet it's a little bit, because, you know, Rosie's got that intense show. Conan's a little bit more laid back.
And if anybody's going to ask her what's doing with that accent,
right,
it would be Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have it, Charlie?
Yep.
And here we go. All right.
I like that Max Weinberg.
Wow. Go past this.
I'm going
to
get it.
Let's just go right to where she is. Stop it there.
Yeah, I like that.
You've got an amazing... First of all, you look terrific.
Thanks.
That's a beautiful
dress.
Thank
you. I want you to know that I loathe shopping. I hate it. And I
loathe shopping.
20 minutes finding this dress at Nicole Miller's. Just for you.
Just for me?
Just for you. Yeah.
Right.
I never do this.
Really? You don't...
I never do this.
That's
proven. We are proven once again.
Absolutely. And, I just hope. I hope on this little tour that... As much as I don't like to say nice things about Larry, but I hope she goes back on Larry.
Oh, me too.
Because Larry is the kind of interview where she can feed back and talk like that.
I'm curious.
I never do this.
Really? You don't like shopping?
No. Actually, that's why I have all my clothes come from characters usually, so they're all very odd.
All my clothes came from characters.
You know, you could call 1,000 people and say, what movie star is this?
Yeah.
And nobody would know that is Kathleen Turner.
Hello. All my clothes from Kentucky catalogs.
The one in this film, A Simple Wish, I play this fallen fairy godmother.
Mm-hmm. Well, now there, right there, she sounds like the old Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, she sounds. She goes in and out of it.
I really can't go out in public in any of those clothes because I look like the Wicked Witch in Snow White, you know?
Right.
The huge, you know, collar that stands up behind her. Anyway.
I'm curious about something, because you just mentioned that I've heard that movie stars, when they do movies and things, they get to keep the clothes afterwards, or photo shoots, if you're a big star,
let
you keep the clothes.
By the union law and everything. Pay the half of what they paid if you want the clothes. Always, of course,
honestly,
and do this.
Yeah.
But I've heard of stories where
he doesn't sound too bored, does he?
Yeah. That stroller one. I'm still thinking about that.
Stroller!
Posse stroller!
All right, vindication.
That's it. I agree. I think it's still there. And
proven.
It's, as you can tell, we weren't exaggerating a bit.
We got an ace done.
That's right.
We aced that one.
That's right. We did. She has something going on in that brain of hers.
Yeah, we have calls about this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you, her voice
yes.
sounds exactly like Betty Davis's voice did before it got real shaky like it is now. But after she was a young woman, in that kind of...
Hey, Betty Davis's voice right now is something like this.
Let me out of here! You've left me in a wooden box!
Peter, Peter, Peter! All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Kansas.
How are you, sir?
We are great, thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
The wheat's all turning gold. You should come home.
Well, I will be soon.
Well, good.
Is that a Kansasism there? The wheat's turning gold?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. It's the most beautiful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call, Don. I had a nasty green toenail cut out today, and I came home and poured myself a red beer, and I had to call.
Uh-huh.
It's called a red beer, tomato juice and beer.
Now, did you say a red beer or a red beard?
Red beer.
A red beard.
Red beer.
Mm-hmm. A red beer.
Right.
Well, listen, I am not...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the guest.
Well, thank you, sir.
Wow.
Every Sunday morning, as soon as you get out of Mass in Kansas, you go right across the street to the Knights of Columbus Hall, and if you're old enough to see over the bar, you drink red beer.
Red beer.
Mm-hmm.
And red that's beer. Tomato juice and beer.
And beer.
Have you ever had one, Buzz?
I have them weekly in the summer. They're great.
Really?
Yeah, they're delicious.
You crazy man. You wild man.
Yeah, on the weekends, on a hot day, it's great.
Man, and I've never had one, but there's always tonight.
Yeah.
There you go. I got a taste for one right now.
Yeah. I know you wanted to swap a story with me about bad toenails, and I am not quite ready yet to display my toes.
But they're on the road to recovery. You
didn't
told
I
me
tell
that.
You that this week?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I got some good medicine for my feet.
That's good.
And you know what I'm using? I'm using like jock itch stuff.
Cruex.
Lotrimin. Yes.
Are your toes getting hairy?
No, my toes are looking beautiful. As a matter of fact, well... I hesitate to take off my left shoe now because that's the prettiest of the 2 feet.
Really? But I remember what the toe looked like the last time you showed it.
Well, I got 2 bad feet. I got the big toe on my right foot
mm-hmm.
is still not for public consumption.
But you're treating that aggressively, right?
Yes, and my left foot, well, see, I think it looks great, but I'm
you
afraid
think it's pool ready?
No, it's not quite pool ready, and it's also not sandal ready.
It's not sandal ready. Don and I were having that discussion in the office before the show about sandals, and he wasn't critiquing, but he was commenting on my hard shoes with the...
Mike's got this look when he wears shorts that he wears like dress shoes with no socks with his shorts.
Shiny
and
black shoes. And he commented on that, and I said, well, you know, I thought that I'd go with this option because the other option I thought would leave me open to more ridicule. I was going to go with the sandals, which Don said he would prefer the sandals.
Yeah, but you got to wear like the Hercules sandals.
Yes, the ones that are like wrapped around. Yeah, right. I'll be going have to buy those. I actually do want to wear my... You know, the sandals in the last 2 years, they've come up with new designs for sandals with...
you know, my wife got me some that are like Shaquille O'Neal.
Cool. They're the greatest.
Combination of sneaker and sandal.
And you have the Velcro on them and they've got the rubber pads so they're comfortable. Not like sandals used to be with the little thong thing that went in between your toes, which I couldn't stand.
Horrible. That would tear my feet up.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. Your hard shoes do take attention away from your acne, though.
Yes, they do, but the acne, as you'll notice, remember that caller we had yesterday that said it was razor burn and it was irritation that was caused by shaving? I went without shaving today.
Good.
And I feel better, and it seems to be, that is also, maybe I should try some Lotrimin on it or something
right,
like
come
that.
Here. Take a look at my left foot.
All right, I'm going to come around and take a look.
I will show you my left foot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid that... See, I'm feeling very good about the way my toes are looking.
I understand, because it's a big improvement over what you had before.
Peeling off a sock.
Now, doesn't that look like more of a normal foot?
That toe
cured?
Is awesome.
Isn't that nice?
That's
wow, that's
right.
Great.
Look how neatly manicured my toenails are.
That toe, that was a white, chalky
thank you.
Mess the
thank
last
you.
Time I saw it. It is a clear,
thank
normal
you.
Toe.
Oh, thank
right.
you, Mike.
I am pleasantly surprised.
Thank you.
That is, and the other one, though, not progressing as fast? You don't want to see the other one. Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll just show just you the other one.
Okay, because I remember what the other one looked like.
All right.
All right. Have one that may be similar.
The
heartbreak of toenail fungus.
The other one is...
No, but the other one is better, in better shape. The The other one is investigating.
You're just kind. You know what that is? That's 12 years of working with him.
Yeah.
You're just being kind.
No, I'd be honest. I'd tell you, if I was the last time you shed those socks and you had that toe worked on, those both toenails, especially that one on the right, was a chalky. It was like, it looked like it was completely worn away, and it looked like...
Oh, God, my socks stink. Socks really, really stink. You know, no matter how beautiful my feet get, they still stink. Like my dad's feet used to stink.
You don't have the gift. This is an entire day of wearing a hard shoe with no sock. And there is literally not even one iota of foot odor in this shoe.
Sniff and smell to your heart's delight, Mike.
God, it's just leather. It's like you just got it out of a shoe store.
Here, smell these socks.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Smell my socks.
But the toenails, both toenails.
Looking better.
Use that stuff you're using and keep doing that because the other one is completely clear.
Buzz, why don't you come in drop shoe.
Okay.
And let's compare bad toes. Now. And Mike, right. You be the arbitrary judge.
Does Buzz have bad toes also?
Buzz got one awful toe.
Okay, all right.
So Buzz, come on in.
All right.
And you just go over there by Mike. I don't need to see your toe. But I will take Mike's Mike's call on this.
And this is a surprise appearance of Buzz's feet. He is not prepared for this. You never know what's going to happen when this...
Buzz wearing his ballet shoes today.
Oh, God.
Does he win?
As far as the worst quality, that of the three toes I've looked at, that may be the worst toe I've seen.
Hey,
go take a look at his.
I have to get on his regimen.
All right, go take a look at his bad one.
All right.
And compare it to yours. Don, you have to see this, too.
That.
My God.
Good for me!
I think I saw that toe in shorts.
This one bad.
You know what, Mike?
What?
I think mine's got more like green and white goo in it, though.
I didn't look that closely.
You know what?
I want to know.
Listen, Buzz, I'll be honest. I really think...
Wait, hold on.
That's a pretty fugly toe, but I think...
All right, I'm sorry, guys. I'm the arbiter here. I want to see those toes side by side.
All right,
come on.
Come over here.
I'll let you know who's got the worst.
All right, come here. Step over.
Hey, buddy.
Step over.
All right,
look at that.
That one...
Well, you don't have much toenail left, Buzz.
That's true.
That looks like...
Yours has that stump quality to it, but...
Yes, it does.
But I didn't really take a look. And the second one on this foot... is in bad shape also.
It used to be worse.
But they're both very, very ugly. Tie goes to the runner.
There's no cure, you know.
Welcome to the show.
See, Don has you have a gookier toenail as far as but
Buzz's looks like it's completely being eaten away.
So, listen, who would you say, then, has the worst toenail of me or Buzz?
Well, the thing that bothered me, the gook and stuff, and I didn't see a lot of gook, but it looked like your nail was coming back healthier. Buzz's nail looked like it was more powdery, and there was less nail. There was all this.
Who has the worst toenail, me or Buzz?
I gotta go, Buzz. That toenail bothered me.
Yeah, well, it bothers me.
Hey!
That toenail bothered me. I gotta be honest.
High five, Mike! High five!
I'd high five you, but you
I was just touching my toe.
You were just touching those socks.
Bothered me for years.
And now, are you treating it with the same stuff he's using?
No, because I did not hear this tip until today, so I'm gonna try it.
Well, and what you do, don't get the spray can.
Right.
It's like a little,
tube.
Yeah, and what you do is, I squeeze it out on like a Q-tip at night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then actually have to like, paint my toenails
but it's
with
easy.
This junk.
But it's easier than that vinegar solution that somebody came up with.
Well, Buzz came up with that.
Well, my doctor came up with that.
Douching my toe in vinegar.
Well, I've got news for you. Your doctor is wrong.
I didn't stick with the right.
This is a happy day for me. Yeah. I no longer have the ugliest toes on the show.
I think, I got to be honest, and I saw what I saw.
Hey!
Comparatively, where your toe was 3 months ago, I mean, that's unbelievable.
And now listen, let's all feel better. Roy, he'll take your shoes off.
Now, I remember this. If I remember, this is...
These yellow jaundiced toes.
This is an exploration in the world of green,
I think it was kind of yellow.
And the other thing, since I haven't...
Look at how eager you are to do this. You know it's going to make me barf.
Well, my nails are long, too, because I had my cast on, I couldn't do anything to them, so they're kind of long.
When you had your cast on.
When he had his cast on his hand.
Yeah.
Right.
What does that have to do with your feet?
You had another hand.
Let me see them. Put them up on the...
What did you do?
No.
I cracked my toes.
Those are not bad.
You know, your
those
feet
are
don't,
not bad.
They don't look as yellow as they used
those
to.
Those are not bad at all. Now,
thank you.
Now, he chose the foot. The other foot, okay. I'll take your word for it if you think the other foot is okay.
You think Rob's got some ugly feet?
I think Rob does. Rob had toe surgery. Remember when he had ingrown toenails? Rob?
Come here, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
We want to see your feet.
We're all showing... And you know something? I think we should include Jimmy the intern in this.
I think we might have a winner there.
I know, absolutely.
Hello, Robe.
How have yours been? You got brand new sneakers. Look at those.
You like
sneakers.
Them? These are my new Fat Albert shoes. Because you know I had the old Fat Albert
shoes. Come on, take your shoes off, RJ.
Sneakers.
I've seen them.
You can land a helicopter on those.
Herman Munster shoes.
Land a helicopter while you wear them. These are pilot shoes.
Are the feet in good shape?
I have no idea. I don't look at them.
You don't? Oh, God.
You can't see them, Mike.
All right, here we go.
I can't see them beyond my belly.
All right, I'm waiting to check them out here.
And let me see.
I think they're not bad.
Youthful. I have to say youthful.
Put it on the board, Rob.
He's got youthful feet.
Baby-like.
Doesn't he have baby-like? Yeah.
Feet are in the eye of the beholder, man. Those are some gross feet you got, Rob.
They don't look that bad to me.
They appear to be clean, though.
Jimmy?
I shower, several times a
Jimmy,
week.
Jimmy, like, now scurrying, like, trying to find anything, scissors, anything to trim.
Jimmy? Jimmy, let's see your feet.
Get him in here,
Jimmy. I bet he has chicks bite his toenails off.
All right, oh, this is going to be... I just know.
I'm betting he has good toenails.
Okay,
I'm betting his are good.
Let's see what happens.
He's a clean boy.
All right.
He's a California kid.
Put your feet up here.
Yeah.
Those are like the most normal looking...
Those
are the most normal feet I've seen today.
That's a perfect nail. All right.
Well, join us next time.
No, that's a perfect nail. I'm sorry.
You're looking at your own feet.
Yes, I am. That is God.
Please stop it.
Wow. I mean, really, looking at all these feet. Look at the nail. Look at that's a gorgeous foot. That is a gorgeous... Can I keep my shoes off for the rest of the show?
Sure. knock yourself out, Mike.
Summer.
And I need somebody to wash out these socks for me. I cannot wear these babies back home again now. We've got a break. Thank you, everybody, for dropping shoe.
Sure.
And are you there, Phil?
Of course.
Phil, thank you for starting all of this.
Oh, thank you. Hey, can I ask Rob A. one question?
Yes.
Got milk. Thanks, that's all.
Now, why are you asking Rob A. got milk? Because I know that's the milk commercial campaign. What's that?
Oh, just from yesterday, and you said he couldn't see his feet.
He couldn't see his feet. I don't get it.
What does that have to do with got milk?
What is it? Sir, explain.
That was it. Sorry.
Well, what did it mean, though?
Rob has large breasts?
I have actually never seen Rob.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Please.
Got brains?
Hey. Only where they count.
Game, set, and match to Rob's B-Way.
Yeah, only where they count.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, you know what he meant.
There's a bad example of how to be a call.
You blow your brains out.
Yeah, that great idea with the feet. It precipitates that wonderful foot discussion. That you just got to go one more time.
That's the beauty of the show, Mike. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. Featuring new dimensions of hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the girl who dated Frank Gorshin's son.
What a horrible experience she must have gone through to actually see Frank, senior Gorshin, in his underwear.
In his underpants. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I picked up the wrong line. Who's this?
My God, it changed her voice.
Hello?
Is this Chris?
Yes, hello, Chris.
Yes, Don, Mike. Long-time listener. I'm down in Las Vegas. I'm a transplant from Reno and doing a great job as usual. I got to tell you, I didn't think anybody could fill Paul Turner's pants, but dude did it.
That's a good way of putting it.
That guy, Dude Walker, is okay. Paul Turner was great, too. But
Oh, yeah. Not to take anything away from him, but I'm telling you, I thought you were going to have a hard time trying to find somebody, but I'll tell you.
Well, you know, those guys, in all seriousness, those guys are not a dime a dozen. They're hard to find.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we have two of the best associated with this show. Paul Turner was great. We wish him luck, and now we're happy to have Dude Walker.
But it's even better to have someone who I have a personal relationship with, who I've been friends with, who I know listens to the show and really digs being on the show. So
and who will say anything.
Yes, who will say anything.
Say anything. That's the motto.
Thank you, my friend.
You guys ever coming to Las Vegas?
Forget about it.
Hello. You can interpret that any way you wish.
Hello, Don and Mike. Is this Amy?
It is.
Here we go. Now, here's the lady who dated the Riddler's son.
Oh.
And you remember, for those of you in new markets, like Minneapolis, and where else are we on that's new? Texas, a couple of places. Hey, how come my list isn't updated here? Oh, I see. Oh, now... When did you guys do this? Since when is it in alphabetical order? Is this another Broyhill innovation?
Yes. Really? We're in alphabetical order
now? Well, I used to like it that it used to be where you had the first city that we signed on was at the top of the list and the newest cities were at the bottom.
Then you could go right to the list and know where it is. Look at Charles Broyle poking his head in the door here.
I'm going to change it back.
Yeah, change that back. Okay. Listen, I want you to be totally organized except for this. I was used to this bit of unorganization.
You know, any type of change you approach, remember, Don fears change.
Let's see, where are we on that's a new city that doesn't know about Frank Gorshin? Boy, I hate this. Minneapolis? Norfolk? Did they hear about Frank Gorshin?
Maybe not, because Frank Gorshin was on a while ago.
I know that Las Vegas is a new city since then.
Right.
I know that Greenville, South Carolina is new.
Isn't there someplace in California?
Burlington, Vermont. Bakersfield, California, Barry, Vermont.
There's a new station in Vermont.
Give me the old list. I can't make heads or tails of this. Anyway, we had Frank Gorshin on the show, and he was just awful.
Yes.
You know, as you heard me say a while ago, I love... Oh, hello, Robert.
There is no old list, but you will have one tomorrow.
The old list has been destroyed, Don.
Thank you. So I love Batman. And I was real excited to have Frank Gorshin, the Riddler, on the show.
Well, and, you know, and I like doing the impressions, and it was great to have him on the show because he, you know, that's how he got his start, and it was very cool to have him on the show.
Except he's a lame impressionist, don't you think?
I think I wouldn't call him lame before that, but now after he's been on the show, totally lame.
So we're excited to have him on, each of us for different reasons, I guess. And he was real curmudgeon-y and had a real attitude.
Didn't get the joke, didn't understand the show, didn't want to play along, didn't want to answer any of our questions, didn't want to have fun.
Just wanted to talk about the Dixie Riddle Cups that he was promoting.
And, you know, we were asking him funny questions about Batman, and he didn't want to have fun with those. No. And then he got offended. I forgot what he got offended at.
He figured out
something.
I was doing that thing where I turn off our microphones and we talk behind someone's back, and
right.
He figured that out. Oh, no, here comes Rob again. Rob, that microphone is not your best friend. Yes,
I know,
Rob.
But this is almost worth it.
Okay.
It was a very definite turning point when you asked him about Cesar Romero and Desi Arnaz.
Yes. Oh, that's right. It's when they had their gay affair.
Right.
All right, I apologize, Rob.
I don't like that. What the hell are you talking about, Batman?
So anyway, listen, it went real bad with Frank Gorshin, which is why we now have a thing for Frank Gorshin.
And then this lady calls and said she saw him in the underwear. Yeah, what was that like?
Very scary.
Yeah, now you dated his son?
I dated his son. We're from the same town in Connecticut.
Did his son look anything like Frank?
No, his son is actually pretty good looking.
Did you have relations with the Riddler son?
I wanted to, but he dumped me.
He dumped you?
Yeah, the son was really obsessed with the movie Flashdance, and there was a girl in there who had really short blonde hair, kind of spiky.
Yeah.
So he took me into New York one time, and I got all my hair cut off. It was down the middle of my back. Never called me again.
Wow, so he didn't
I'm
like
still
the,
stuck on the fact that he's obsessed with Flashdance.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
So how did it turn out that you saw Frank Gorshin, the Riddler, in his underwear?
Well, I used to go over there for dinner all the time to their house in Connecticut. And after dinner, they'd always have dessert. And it was usually some kind of a cake. And they had this room, I don't know to this day what it was, but it was all brass walls.
Bring me the baked Alaska.
You know that laugh. Rob, would you find me the same with the Riddler laughing? I know we've got it somewhere. It's that.
They'd have dessert every night.
Every night.
Room. So what happened?
So the, you know, they had a lot of servants and that they would bring the dessert. And he had this room that was all brass walls. And it was kind of the size of a walk-in closet. So... had cake one night, and Mitch and I were watching Flashdance, and I went to get some more cake.
Flashdance. See, I still think that's funny that Frank Gorshin's son is, like, hooked on Flashdance.
Completely obsessed with it.
Okay.
So I come back down to get some more cake from the kitchen, and this room was sort of off of the dining room, this brass room, and he was sitting in there in his underwear eating cake.
He liked the sweets, huh?
Liked the sweets and liked sitting on the floor in this room. There was no furniture in
it. His brass room.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. God.
Hey, well, that's a good call.
That is very good, the brass room.
He's a weird guy.
In his underwear. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, and even though I yell at Rob all the time about coming to the microphone too much, he's right about that.
Yeah.
That was the turning moment. Just a couple of days earlier, we had read in one of the tabloids, great story about how Cesar Romero had a gay affair with Desi Arnaz. Yeah.
And we decided to ask Frank Gorshin about it since he worked with Cesar Romero as the Joker.
Yeah. Didn't think that was funny.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let me talk about the Riddle Cups.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? You guys are great.
Thanks.
My name's Sean from Frostburg. I've just been so nervous trying to call you guys, I gotta tell you.
Why are you nervous, Sean?
Because, like, I've just been listening to you, like, for some time. You guys are so funny, and you bash everybody.
Like really?
Yeah. Who do we bash, Sean? Who do we bash? We had a nice conversation with that girl who saw Frank Gorshin in his underpants.
Yeah, but, you know, it's easy to slip up and be an idiot on the phone, and you guys are always the first to catch it.
We never have idiots call this show, Sean.
No. But I want to tell you, like...
This show's the idiot's friend. This is the idiot's oasis, the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Try an experiment.
Okay.
When you're talking to us, try not to say the word like.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
There you go. Bash me already.
What do you mean we're bashing you?
No, that was just a little fun idea for a game I had.
Let's just see.
You guys are great, man.
Let me mention we're going to be at Studebaker's Thursday night, 8
right.
o'clock, Tyson's
right.
Corner, Virginia, with our Las Vegas-style show. All new, all blue, all for you. What do you think about that, Sean?
That's great. I'll be the one that looks like kind of...
You said like!
Oh, I won't do it again.
You said like.
I'll be the one that looks...
Hold on. I'm trying to play my Riddler tape in the background here, Sean.
Sean, take a deep breath and compose yourself.
Listen, you're here with us now. We're not the Bash Brothers.
Dom was playing a very funny tape of Frank Gorshin.
Now listen. I got to wait for it to queue up again now.
And then when it queues up, he's going to play it again, and then we'll talk to you. And you can't use the word like.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. We'll have a piece of cake in the bathroom.
Riddle me this. There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
There's that laugh.
There it is.
In his underwear. Having some cake in the brass room.
In his underwear. Sitting on the floor.
You a fan of Batman, Sean?
Yeah, but I don't sit on there, you know, on the floor with my feet spread out.
Very good.
All right.
You didn't say the word like then.
Who's your favorite Batman?
My favorite Batman?
Yeah.
I would have to say Adam West.
Good choice. See, it's easy being on the show, huh, Sean?
Yeah. Where are you guys? I gotta tell you.
What?
Peyton is like...
Hey, shut up, Sean. Hold on. Hold on, he's gonna talk again now.
There were three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter. Correct, boy wonder.
Yes, Sean.
You've seen the Seinfeld Soup Nazi episode. I know you've talked about it.
Yes.
Waiting for you guys. I don't know how to use that word. It's almost as, you know, that kind of line, because you got to have the radio down.
Listen, Sean, I don't want to, as you said, bash you. But, man,
English is the first language, right?
Yeah, I'm a college student, be an English teacher.
Like, you're the worst.
Okay.
All right, now that you've composed yourself, you've been on a while.
There you go.
Try to express your thoughts. I know it may be difficult.
Okay.
We got to move on with the show, so real fast, Sean.
Okay.
Because I don't want to bash you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm going to have to say like. But
no.
You cannot use the word like.
You can't do that.
You guys are awesome, man. I'm shaking.
There's no need to shake, Sean. We just don't want you to use the word like.
This is great. You guys got to go on in Arizona. My cousin's got to hear you again.
Why did you call, Sean?
Because you guys, I called yesterday and I freaked out and had to hang up the phone.
Oh, you were the guy calling and hanging up, huh?
No, not on air. I never made it to the air.
It was him.
I knew it. It's him. All right, Sean, now listen, we're not bashing you.
Right.
All we're asking is you don't say the word like.
Gotcha.
And you just say what you have to say because we have to move on now.
Okay. You guys are the soup Nazis.
We're the soup Nazis.
You're the most intimidating people in the whole world.
No, we're not.
Because you guys are awesome. I live in Frankfurt. I could be your little gimp guy that does all the stupid stuff.
Your gimp guy? Who's that?
You know, I could be your little, like...
Oh, no.
He wants to be the comedy slave.
No, absolutely not.
No, I would just, like, you know...
Oh, you said like again. Sean, what's that telephone number, my friend?
1-800... 646.
No. 67? Try again.
No.
The number you called moments ago, Sean.
It's been on that redial. I don't even know. I kept punching it and punching
it. Not 646, it's 636.
636.
Okay, start again. Sean, what's the phone number?
1-800-636-1067.
Good man.
Radio God.
Good man, Sean.
Later. Right.
Okay, hang up.
There he goes.
A
very obedient guy, Sean.
Yeah. What an idiot. He'll be right back. I'm bashing you.
right, let's get our call 100 right now. Give away this good X-Files junk. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Sorry, I'm kind of doped up on painkillers. I just had surgery on my finger today.
Listen, no need to apologize. I hear from my friend Mike O'Mara that it makes the show a lot better.
Oh, absolutely. I'm enjoying it right now.
Hey. What's your name?
My name is Adam. Are you serious? I won the X-Files thing?
Yeah, you're the 100th caller, Adam.
That's cool.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Greenville. Actually, I go to school at Clemson. It's just right up the road.
Well, that'll make your Percocet saturated brain happier, won't it?
You think you guys are funny when you're sober. This is crazy.
Well, I tell you.
All right.
Well, listen, you're on call 100. You want a copy of the limited edition, not available at any store, X-Files wall calendar and wall map.
Cool.
FX bringing you one of the biggest TV events of the summer, the cable TV premiere of the X-Files. They found the final week. And you've also qualified for the trip to D.C. to go on a private tour of the FBI Academy at Quantico. We will give that away on Friday. And this is all from FX.
Cool. Hey, have you ever heard anything of the rumor that Adam West used to be a porn star?
That was not Adam West. That was the other guy, Robin.
Yeah, Robin. And
oh,
not
no
only
way.
Not
is
only
it
was
true or is it rumor?
Dick Grayson.
Yeah, not only was Robin in porn movies at one point before the Batman movies came out and kind of restarted their career. He had done a photo shoot in Penthouse where. No. He didn't pose himself. They had a bunch of girls pose.
And they get around him, right?
Yeah, and they had him wearing, how ridiculous this looks. He's like 40 years old wearing that Robin suit. And he was taking pictures of the girls.
You like that, huh? Do you like that?
That's hilarious.
Sure.
You know, I, for one, have always wondered about that. Now, Batman's uniform's kind of fruity anyway.
Yes.
I heard the rumor as a kid that they used to, like, do things on the set, you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen, I just want to have a discussion with you about Batman. Batman is supposed to strike fear into the hearts of evildoers.
Yes, yeah.
But then why did he dress Robin up like that? But I mean, I understand the whole Batman thing, but then you give Robin a red breastplate, you put him in pantyhose, and you have him wear green elfin shoes.
Because it was a distraction, right?
Well, it was partly his circus outfit, remember, from his family?
Right. When they were all killed on the high wire.
So I think it was based on the high wire costume.
That's my theory. And Robin also, I thought it was always a little bit based on Robin of Sherwood Forest, too.
Hey.
Errol Flynn wore those tights, too, when he was, flitting through the forecast.
So did Robin Leach.
He wears them to this day.
Buzz had his butt surgery yet?
No, we still have that to look forward to.
You got the colostomy bag thing going on?
No, there will be no bag if there's any kind of luck at all.
And Buzz, listen, if that happens, would you like paper or plastic?
Oh, definitely.
With your colostomy.
Definitely plastic, don't you think?
If it gets sent to prison, I can't handle it. It's too rough in the stomach.
Have you done time in prison? Is that why you're saying this?
No, I've never done it.
Then how do you know about the little white guys in prison?
I've been watching that Oz show on HBO.
Oh, all right. I got you. Wait, it's a little... little white guys getting raped all the time in that show?
Occasionally.
Yeah, have you not seen it? As much as you watch TV, that's a great show.
It is a great
show. You know, I've seen the promos, and it does look interesting.
It is.
It is a very well done. It's probably one of the best things that's come on HBO in a long time.
Coming from a guy who's whacked out of his mind on goofballs or whatever, whatever you're thinking right now. All right, well, I have seen the promos for that, and actually, I'll give you credit. You're a little more lucid than I'm giving you a credit for.
Oh, thank you.
So, congratulations. And how... This guy kind of reminds me of my brother.
Yeah, really, there is a little bit there.
I got email from my brother. Speaking of...
Computer mail.
It's his girlfriend has a computer.
Oh, okay.
I got to bring the letter in and show it to you tomorrow. It looks... First off, you would think like somebody typed it with their feet. Or you think of someone who doesn't understand the English language. So it's like, hey, bro, how's it going? Uh-huh. Spelled G-O-I-N-J. How's it go-J?
Going J.
Mm-hmm. Then it says, hi to Frida and Bart. This is my girlfriend's computer. And when he wrote, say hi to Frida and Bart, it was H-I-G-H. Okay. Say hi to Frida and Bart. And then he ends it with, party on, your bro,
sure.
Jim. And I'm just waiting to think of what I can write back to him now.
This is kind of like the pre-ancestral man that has found the computer for the first time.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
So listen, how is it that you are on this prescription pain-killing drug?
I had broke my finger 2 days ago playing basketball.
Yeah.
And I had surgery on it today.
Ooh, did you fracture it?
Yeah, right on the tip of the thumb.
Oh.
And they got this needle sticking out of it. When this stuff wears off,
It's going to freak me out because there's this pin sticking out of my thumb and there's a button sewed to the bottom of it.
What kind of painkillers do they have you on?
Let's see. Let's take a look at the old prescription bottle.
You won't be able to read that.
Just let me tell you something. It's a good thing that this is not 100 years ago.
It wouldn't be Civil War, Dr. Tom, would it?
A Civil War surgeon.
Oh, sorry.
Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
And I'll tell you something. I would have taken a whole arm.
This stuff is hydrocortisone, man.
From the elbow down, right?
Yeah. The whole thing, man.
Oh, the whole shoulder down.
Yeah.
It's hydrocortisone.
It's what?
Hydrocortisone.
Uh-huh. Would that be codeine?
It's D-O-N-E.
Done.
Done.
Or as some say, done.
Done.
Hydrocodone.
Cordon.
Hydrocodone.
Cordundrum. Whatever.
Did you get that from a pharmacist or did you buy it on the street?
Pharmacist.
Yeah, and when's it scheduled to wear off?
I got a full bottle of it.
Hey, listen, I got someone here who wants to talk to you, says he can really relate to what you're going through.
Give me a piece of paper, man. Let's see what I'm supposed to do next. Says here, Elvis, we're talking about Christmas song. Christmas. Christmas song. Okay. Yeah, that's Southern for Christmas.
Yeah, Elvis broke his finger, too.
Yeah, he always had a bottle of something with him, and it never ran out.
Who was that guy you had on the air a couple of weeks ago? Rick Stanley? What was his name?
Yeah, it was Rick Stanley. Why do I know? Elvis's stepbrother. That's the guy who wrote the Hamburger James story. Oh, listen. Yeah. I'm glad you reminded me. You know, Elvis Death Day is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Just around the corner.
And this year, we are going to have all of the members of the Memphis Mafia on the show.
Wow.
Now, I'm talking about Red.
Yep.
You know what Elvis would say? Hey, Red, give that person a Cadillac.
Right.
Yeah. Red and also Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, what are the other names?
Sonny.
Sonny's one of them. And who's the fourth?
Joe Esposito.
And Joe. And
who's the hamburger
Sleepy,
boy?
Sleepy and Doc.
The four guys in Elvis's Mafia are going to be on our show.
Remember the fun you had with Marty Lacker last year?
Oh, yeah, and that's right. We had a big fight with Marty Lacker last year on Elvis' death day.
This will be totally unpredictable. You do not know how this is going to go.
Sure.
It could go any way. We're not sure.
Real good stuff.
Cut loose, baby.
Oh, well, listen, I wish I could spend all day talking to a guy who's doped out of his mind on pain pills, but we have to go now.
Hey, I'm going to call you back in like a week when I'm sober. I'm such a tight ass. You won't even recognize me.
We'll look forward to it.
All right.
Hey, you won a prize there, so hold on a second.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's just drinking it like it's lemonade. They say I should take it by the teaspoon, but I like drinking it out of the bottle.
Dogs love cheese.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great. Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, f***ing insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show. Tough Guys, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Day because it's
Friday the 13th.
That's right. I can't believe we didn't play that tape earlier today. Right.
I forgot about that.
We spent a good $10, maybe $15 getting all these cheap shouts a few years ago.
It's Friday the 13th.
We got to get our money's worth. And because it is... Oh, there it is. Because...
It's Friday the 13th.
We got a dead guy today for a low-budget Jeff Hardy.
In time now, I'm JFK. Cash for you and me.
And let me just say, after much haggling, and after how long? A five-year, 5 years without this guy on the show.
Right.
A five-year hiatus.
Uh-huh.
I want to say welcome back, all the way from the great beyond,
the Mangle.
Wow.
Domingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, simply the greatest sports owner of all time.
Hello.
JKC.
Let me say.
Jack Kemp Cook.
It is a damned pleasure to be back on the radio with Domingo. How are you and how have you been?
I have been fine.
It's great to be back. Even though I'm no longer living, I can still, through the magic of your heavenoscope, come down and visit with all of my radio friends. And I'll tell you, it's a bloody exciting day for me too, Domingo. What with the big preseason game coming up at all. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, Mr. Cook.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back with Domingo because he calls me by my first name, Mister.
I would be remiss, and I know everybody would be very upset if I didn't ask you.
Yes.
Up in heaven, are you wearing that little Speedo bathing suit right now?
My God, man, what is the matter with you? It's been years since I've come on the program, and not inside of 2 minutes, you immediately, in your incredible zeal, plunge directly for my... I don't understand how this sickness, this disease, has manifested itself for all these years. By God, man, can you possibly talk about anything besides my genitals?
Okay, you want to talk about how your son screwed up the ownership of the Redskins?
Oh, my disappointment is thorough. You know, next thing you know, they'll be taking my name off the stadium.
Don't you know they're doing that?
I know they are, and I'm incredibly disappointed, and I feel totally let down. I wanted to keep the team in my damn bloody name. But... alas, all things cannot be, and when push comes to shove, Domingo, the way I look at it is I'm no longer there, so if I'm not going to be sitting in the owner's box, who the hell cares who is? How about that for a winning attitude? Actually, now that I'm not here, I simply bloody don't care. What do you think of that, huh? And may I say...
yeah.
Up in heaven, they still allow me to wear tweed.
Ah, all right. Do you drive all over heaven in that little gold-plated Redskins golf cart you used to drive around Redskins Park in?
You must have a camera up there viewing me. I go from one end of heaven to the other in my burgundy golf cart. Thank you very much, Domingo. And I still have all of my youthful energy that I had when I was on the earthly plane.
Do you miss Coco?
Oh, I miss Coco.
Your dog, Coco?
Yes, my lovely, trusted, damn bloody dog, Coco. I miss that dog. And I miss the Washington Redskins. Now let me say that that is my greatest disappointment, that I'm no longer able to go out to the park and see those fine lads flying their football train. I'll tell you right now, it's a great disappointment, but of course, I understand that there are greater beings than you and I, Domingo.
Did you meet the greater being? Is he a Redskins fan?
No, I don't believe I've met him yet. There are lots of unanswered questions, even up there.
Really?
I can tell you, excuse me, up here. Am I up here or down there? Damn bloody fun. Bloody fun, Domingo. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on your irreverent show. I've always been a big fan, and of course an even bigger fan of that conservative talk show host prior to you, G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, now I remember one time we were talking to you on the radio and you said, quote, Libby makes a lot of sense.
Libby makes a lot of sense, and I will tell you that he still makes sense because I get all the radio stations up there.
Right.
And I got all the TV stations as well. Damn bloody fine reception, too. I don't mind telling you. Marlena.
She's still spending your money, you know.
Oh, yes. Very frustrating for me, but I have it on good authority that in the end, she will get her just reward.
Is she going down there? Have you worked that out?
I haven't worked it out, but I'm throwing around tens and twenties like wildfire. And could you also do me a favor?
Of course, Mr.
Say Cook. Hi to my good friend Tommy down at the pond.
Oh, I know. He misses you very
fine
much.
Fine restaurateur. We don't get those fine steaks and that wonderful melted cheese up in heaven like Tommy used to give me.
Let me ask you something about Marlena.
Fire away.
Yeah,
I'll answer
frankly,
all of your questions. And may I compliment you momentarily. You know I have a propensity for interruption. That
so do I.
I have not eliminated on my trip to the great beyond.
I have questions about Marlena that, frankly,
certainly,
I never had the nerve to ask you when you were alive. And then, you know, towards the end there, when our station got the rights of the Redskins,
yes,
when your family still owned the Redskins, they said, hey, listen, ixnay on the Jack Ken Cook impression.
I know that there were several people at your radio station who were bloody well crushed when that was taken away.
Two guys in this room were crushed.
Absolutely. So fire away.
Okay, Marlena.
I'll answer your seamy questions.
You weren't still giving her the pony, right?
I'll answer your question that well into my 70s, I was a fully functioning human being. That is as far as I will bloody take it, but you surmise what I just said by yourself, Domingo. That's, I've answered your question in the affirmative.
What about when you asked the stable girl to wear Marlena's gown and lay with you?
Who gave you that card?
I don't even know. That's
someone has given you a piece of card.
That's a question from Rob Spiewak. I'll be honest.
Step over to the microphone. Chop, chop. Very quickly.
I have no idea what that means.
Young man.
Hello, Squire.
Obviously, you're a younger broadcaster than some of the other people in this room.
Yes.
Let me teach you something about respect, all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't mention stable boy around Mr. Cook. Do you understand?
Stable girl.
Damn right. And don't correct me.
What
don't
is this?
Ever damn well correct me. Bloody hell.
Robbie, what is the story? Rob wrote me a note that says, ask him when he asked the stable girl to wear Marlena's gown and lay with
it. It was about a year ago. It was
I'd like to say it's about a year ago that your young Ruffy over here was probably pouring through some of the that was written about me, and it's all a pack of damned bloody lies.
But according to the paper...
The only thing the paper's good for is taking a bunch of it and curling it up, dipping it in vinegar and washing windows so you don't have to buy cleaning supplies.
All right, we can drop it. Listen, you know they sold the Chrysler building.
Oh, yes, they did.
You used to own the Chrysler building.
Well, it falls into the same category, if I could tell you these things. They sold the Chrysler building, and they sold my damned team. And since I'm up there, it doesn't really apply. There are greater things, Domingo, greater things that I occupy my time.
Such as what, your Speedo bathing suits?
No, I would like to tell you something as an exclusive on your little radio program.
Okay, here we go. Exclusive now from Jack Kent.
All right. This would be an opportunity for all of the other inferior shows and reporters to turn on their tape recorders.
Are you going to say something of substance here?
This is enormously of substance, and it is my new divine plan. I, Mr. Cook, have a plan, actually, to buy heaven.
Oh, how are you going to buy heaven? Who are you going to buy heaven from, God?
Any way possible. Everyone has a bloody price. That's the way I lived my career on Earth, and that's the way I'm going to operate in heaven. And once I get the purchasing rights for heaven, it will no longer be called heaven.
What will it be called?
It will be called Cook Clan. That's right. And you will say all the songs will have to be changed.
Yes.
Cook Clan must have sent me. Yes, sir.
Pennies from Cook Clan.
Absolutely. The great Warren Beatty film, Cook Clan Can Wait. It'll be damned exciting. I don't mind telling you, I'm going to buy heaven.
Well, how are you going to buy heaven if you've never met with a big man?
Well, I have intermediaries that are working for me up here that will be negotiating with the number one fellow, who I understand is difficult to talk to, but also is quite accommodating among his friends.
I heard he might
get my drift.
I heard he might be a Cowboys fan.
Bloody blasphemy. What kind of sewage are you troweling out? A Cowboys fan? You've got to be. Are you bloody mad? Have you lost what little sanity you possessed prior to your birth? By God, it's not true. He roots for the burgundy and gold. I damn well guarantee it.
And how pissed were you up there watching this whole charade with your son?
Oh.
You know, losing the team. Then he has to run away to Bermuda with his tail between his legs.
Oh, I feel sad. I feel melancholy. And I feel angry. There is a great deal of trepidation when I discuss the subject, but I will simply leave it at this.
Yes.
All I truly care about is that the Redskins go back to the Super Bowl. And when I buy heaven, by God, it'll happen every damned year.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Domingo? Domingo!
Now, when you buy heaven,
yes,
and you change the name to Cookland, does that mean that the big guy will be working for you?
Well, I don't think we could have two CEOs up there, do you? Of course he will be. But rest assured, for all of your religious listeners, I will tell you, things will remain very much as they are.
So you won't ask that all the Bibles be reprinted to have,
of course,
you know,
not.
In Jack Kent Cook We Trust.
No, it won't be Cookland and Earth in the Bible. It'll actually stay the same, and I would like to assure everyone.
And you won't take the pictures of Jesus and put pictures of your son, John Kent Cook, will you?
There might be a few modifications, some of the more important pictures. For example, The Last Supper. You might see me, but outside of a few tiny licensing restrictions, there's bloody nothing to worry about.
What's the odds of you changing The Last Supper so it's you sitting there with Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and some of those other owners that you got along well with?
Let me tell you right now, Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, the good ones, but there were some that I didn't get along with, and I'm poring now over all of the owners in the NFL to see who will play the role of Judas.
Will you keep God on as a special consultant when you take over?
More than that, he will be in my management team. And I let me just say that he is the best bloody deity that I've ever come across, and he's fantastic. I want him on my team because it's going to be a winning team in Cookland, formerly heaven.
What if he says no? I mean, I know you've never approached him yourself. What if he says to you, listen, this is my team. I created all this. This is my gig.
If I were to examine the negative possibilities, I wouldn't be me. I always think positively about all of my bloody acquisitions, and I will think nothing of negative thoughts. Heaven will be mine.
And finally, when you meet...
my disc jockey friend.
When you meet the big guy.
Yes.
When you do your corporate takeover.
Of course.
Will there be an IPO?
Well, I think that it would be something I would explore, but right now, private financing is the way that I've chosen to approach the subject. I really think offering it to the public would be really irresponsible, what with all the religious significance and all. So I think we'll keep this within the family, if you know what I mean.
So when you do officially buy heaven, then you'll have to meet with God.
Cookland.
Will you be wearing your Speedo bathing suit?
There we are. A bloody interview that I thought would spare me the undue, unreasonable access to my God, man.
We used to love those pictures of you in the magazine sitting by your pool with that little European bathing suit on.
May I tell you, Domingo, something I said to you years ago, and let me reiterate it at this moment, it's extremely necessary for you to pursue a lengthy course of therapy so that you can break this incredible obsession that you have. Please, man, get help. Get bloody help.
All right, Mr. Cook.
Yes.
Oh, you have a message for Joe Gibbs?
Ah, yes. Joe Gibbs, best damn coach I ever had. And Norm Turner, I'm still behind you 1,000%. Don't let the naysayers get you bloody down. Go and win that Super Bowl.
Okay, Jack, we're going to play low-budget Jeopardy.
Absolutely.
And we'll take the first two calls right now on the toll-free line. Phone number, as always, is 1-800-636-1067.
May I take my tweed hat and my wraparound sunglasses off now?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Domingo!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. No, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. If I'm on a first tee, what am I giving the driver? He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga Galunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know. And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather around and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
They share common interests. Don and Mike.
Hello.
The Super Bowl this year.
Who's going?
Yeah, who's going to win the Super Bowl? I thought you would know, you know, being all-knowing, all-seeing and all.
I think you'd have to consult with my merger and acquisition department before that is definitively settled.
So you're saying you don't know, you don't have that information.
I am saying nothing of the kind. I am saying...
No, you, Jack Kent Cook, don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl this
that
year.
That is not accurate.
Okay, then who's going to win?
Your question, let me ask you, who do you think's going to win?
I'm not dead in the corner office with God working out a takeover.
And that, what did I say initially when you asked me the question? I answered your query by answering, I would have to have someone consult you from my merger and acquisition department. And then you said, but I thought you should know. And then I said,
so then your answer should have been, you don't know who's going
to
win the Super Bowl.
Do not presume to tell me what my answer should have been when I answered your question to the best of my ability.
Well, yes or no, do you know who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
You are bloody confrontational. Always have been, Domingo. And let me mention to many people listening to this show that Don will be hosting the pregame show coming up on many of these same stations at 5:30 p.m., followed by a damn fine preseason contest.
So I appreciate the schmooze, but you don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
I have told you, and I will end this brief aberration of an interview by telling you that you will have to consult my mergers and acquisition in plain English, man.
Yes.
Let me tell you that I don't know now.
Thank you.
But I may know bloody later. Thank you.
All right, let's play the game now. Jack?
Yes.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy and meet a couple of the earthbound people.
Well, I've been waiting for many years to say that this is Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Now entering the studio is an association executive from Warrenton, Virginia. Ah, Warrenton, great horse country.
That he's a Redskins fan.
I hope so. Let's say hi to Dan Hillary.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Alex, and it's a bloody pleasure to speak with Kent Cook.
Ah, that's fantastic. Bloody good. Your last name, man, is it Hillary or Hillary?
No, Hillary.
Hillary. Well, let me point out that who is in your back room because
of Michael
English
Rockhead.
Education. Look how Hillary was spelled.
I'll tell you right
now.
He's
going to say that Mike Rockhead is as dumb as your son is.
Well, kudos to you. Bloody good show for hiring the challenge. And now entering the studio is our returning champion. His two-day total, $102. A computer analyst on Frank Beckham. Let's say hi to Cliff Kirk.
Hello.
Hello, Cliff.
How you doing?
Cliff, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, sir?
Well, my home was raided by the ABC control officers last week.
Bloody quip. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Daniel and Clifford. Do not screw with LQ and say hi to Domingo.
Well, thank you, Jack. Hello, Dan. Hello, Cliff.
Hello. Hi, Alex.
Boys, listen, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. Other than my mom wearing clip-on tie suit, I'm Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless you're playing the game, then it's LQ Lord Quizmaster. And, of course, you know, the next god.
Ah, thank you. I love the ring of that. Bloody good show. On with the celebration.
And here are your categories, boys, and they are, what's the bra size?
Oh, there you are. Dealing with your tragic obsession once again, the bra size. Ah, shocker of shocks, something sexual.
Baseball players by the numbers.
There's more like it, a good American category.
Celebrity news.
Celebrities. Now that's innocent enough.
New on home video.
Video, I'm sure there'll be something sexual in there.
And states and capitals.
States and bloody good show, educating the kids. Attaboy, Domingo.
Give the deal one more time. What's the bra size?
Yes.
Baseball players by the numbers.
Fantastic.
Celebrity news. New on home video. States and capitals. Let's see. Dan, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, Dan.
How about baseball players for one, Alex?
All right. Very simple, if you know anything about baseball. It's the number worn. Is one of you guys just breathing with your mouth open directly into the phone?
It would not be me. I no longer breathe.
Not me. Nor I.
All right, I was hearing something there.
Gentlemen, please, try to keep your heart rates down to a dull roar, and when you require oxygen, bring it in quietly.
It is the number worn by Mark McGuire.
What is 23?
I'm sorry, Daniel. Clifford, it is your chance to steal.
What is 6?
No, no, damned no. Oh, fag.
No,
my God, the parameters have expanded since my untimely demise.
Mark McGuire wears number 25.
And Daniel, that means you are in control.
Try for 2, please.
Number worn by Sammy Sosa.
What is 25?
No, no, there it is. Where's that disembodied voice screaming? Clifford, your chance to steal.
I'll try what is 16.
No. Oh, there it is again.
21.
Like an angry wasp that's been driven from his nest. Bag. All right, Dan. You're in control.
Well, we've done so well with baseball. Let's try for 3.
Number warned by New York Mets catcher Mike Piazza.
I believe I have identified Daniel as the breather. All right, Clifford, your chance to steal.
What is 3?
No.
31.
Oh, my God.
31. And, of course, you only heard that sound, you know, because boys should know the numbers of their favorite baseball players.
And Daniel, you're in control still.
How about new on home video for one, please?
All right, beautiful. I bet you'd do good at this, guys. Oscar-winning film stars Gwyneth Paltrow.
What is Shakespeare in Love?
That's right.
$1 for you, Daniel. Select again.
Video for two, please.
Stars Mel Gibson.
Clifford, it is an opportunity for you to participate in a little larceny.
Yeah, what is My Brother's Keeper?
No, My Brother's Keeper.
No, it's a movie called Payback.
We do not appreciate fabrication, Clifford. I will advise you not to screw around anymore.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, you're in control.
Video for three, please.
Stars Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, Clifford, your chance to steal.
What is My Brother's Keeper?
No.
These are not tough. It's a movie called She's All That.
My Brother's Keeper would be letting your cage door stay open, my boy. All right, Daniel, you're in control.
States and capitals for one, please.
Okay. I think this is your best chance to get some right here.
Fantastic.
It is the capital of the great state of Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
$1. Yes. Spectacular. We have a winner. All right, Daniel, select again, my boy.
States and capitals for two, please.
Capital of the great state of Wisconsin.
No, oh,
the
no.
The streak is broken.
God, what has happened? The deterioration of the American educational system. Clifford, prove me wrong.
What is Madison?
Very good, my boy. $2.
Billy Madison,
you.
Wisconsin.
Clifford, you're in control.
States and capitals for three, please.
Capital of the great state, North Dakota.
Yes, North Dakota. What is Bismarck?
Correct. $3 for you, Clifford. Yes, and you are still in control, and that was a bloody fine display of knowledge.
Thank you. Let's do celebrity news.
Okay, here you go.
One.
At this Spice Girls wedding...
Oh, there we are.
The guests walked off with thousands of dollars worth of rented silver.
Who was Posh?
That's right, Posh Spice.
$1, Clifford.
All right.
Select again, play.
Let's do celebrity news for two.
This Goodfellas star announced he's divorcing his second wife.
Who was Joe DiPesci?
Joe DiPesci.
No, not
Joe DiPesci.
Not Joe DiPesci.
Fantastic. All right, Dan, your chance to steal.
Who is Robert De Niro?
Yes, Robert Nero. Joe DiPesci and Robert Nero.
A play on consonants. All right, Daniel, you're in control.
Celebrities for three, please.
This 91-year-old comedian is suing Century 21 for alleging in an ad that he is gay.
I would say, Daniel, that your funny bone clouded your judgment. Clifford, your chance to steal.
Who is Bob Hope?
No, good guess, though. Milton Berle.
Oh, that was my first, okay.
But I'm so happy that allegations of homosexuality caused Daniel to bust a gun. All right, Daniel, you're in control.
Brassage for one, please.
All right, last category on the board.
Here we go. Domingo's happy. It's bra size time.
Sure am. Whitney Houston.
What is 36C?
Oh.
No.
No.
Clifford, your chance to steal.
I'll say, what is 36B?
That's correct for Whitney.
$1 for
right.
You, Clifford, your commander.
Same category for two.
Very good.
Courtney Cox.
Oh, there he is. We're in the woodshed.
I will say 38D.
No. You ever watch Friends?
38D. My God, she's a stick figure,
oh.
Clifford.
I'm sorry.
Daniel, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
That's correct, Daniel.
$2. Magnificent effort. All right, Daniel.
Broad size for three, please.
Okay, here's the last question on the big board. Queen Latifah, baby.
What is 38D?
No. Clifford, it's your chance to steal.
I'll say 36B.
No.
Again, you know, do you have a television? Do you know who Queen Latifah is?
No.
She's
no.
A woman of large carriage, Clifford.
No. That would be a 40 double D for Queen Latifah.
Domingo! Bingo!
Okay, that's it. The end of the first round.
Yes, the end of the first round of low-budget Jeopardy.
What's the score here, Next God?
Well, you see here, Daniel finishes with a whopping $6, and the other subpar effort from Clifford results in a $7 total.
See, you can appreciate this, I bet, because you're so cheap and all with all your money.
Oh, cheap is not a word, please. If you refer to my money practices, refer to me as parsimonious.
Well, whatever. You don't like spending money, and neither does our general manager. That's why we can only give away $1, $2, and $3 at a crack.
Maybe something your listeners can refer to. Thrifty.
Hey, don't forget to ask you.
Thrifty.
How are your talons doing?
Oh, not good. Not good, Domingo. Just the other day, I was waking up in heaven, and I had to brush my teeth, and I was having a minor degree of difficulty, and I looked down and said, "Off with you damned hooks," and then proceeded to finish the job with a great deal of difficulty. Useless claws.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mr. Cook. Can we play Final Low Budget Jeopardy?
Of course, Domingo!
I was mentioning that you have a lot in common, I think, with our chief general manager, Ken Stevens.
I told you the word thrifty, or for your educated listeners, parsimonious.
Okay, parsimonious.
Yes.
Ken Stevens, who's very cheap, we had an argument with him the other day. See if you could tell me what he's saying here. Listen, we've had an ongoing discussion on the show about what Ken is saying in this snippet of tape.
You know, I really bet.
I was unable to decipher that.
Want
to
hear it again?
It sounds somewhat garbled.
Okay, yeah, well, that's the point. Listen again.
You know, I really bet.
I believe I heard that once on a trip overseas. It's one of the Scandinavian dialects, I believe.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do think so. I think it's exactly what it is. I think probably in some small area of Scandinavia. That's what it is. Stevens, my boy, you're bilingual. I had no bloody idea.
You know, I really bet.
Tough man to negotiate with. Almost as parsimonious as I. But not quite. I won him over.
You're the cheapest.
Fleeced him bloody good, I did.
Okay, Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Exquisite.
Dan, Cliff, are you there, boys?
We're right here.
All right, we'll physically force you both to bet at all. Good luck. He is in his 50s, Michael Douglas is, but we want to know the current age of his latest pony friend, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Michael Douglas is in his 50s, but we want to know the current age of his newest pony friend, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Boys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive items from the Jack Kent Cook catalog. You'll get a replica golf cart in lovely shiny burgundy and gold, wrap around sunglasses, and my never-before-seen tweed undershirt with matching underpants, all at a bloody good value. Now back to Domingo!
Jack.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Time
for Don and Mike to play the budget Jeopardy.
Okay. See what I told you, Mike Rockhead's as dumb as your son?
Yes, he is. He's waiting.
I'm still waiting on those two answers.
Waiting to bring in. Come on, chop, chop, boy, I'll tell you.
I mean, how tough is it to ask each of the guys on the phone how old Catherine Zeta-Jones is?
When I was running my TV empire, someone would be shown the bloody door if they were this slow.
I would if I could replace him, man.
I'll tell you something. Sometimes sluggishness is a sign of bloody rebellion. Chop his head off, man. Chop his head off. I'd do it myself if it wasn't for these useless clubs.
Robbie, would you go? Just go ahead and find out what's going on.
Here he comes right now, poking his head around the door, fearful to enter the sanctuary.
What,
Mr. Cook, we need Dan's number because he hung up.
Dan Hillary.
Here, give me the number. I'll call him.
Oh, Mr. Cook.
Damn talons. Here we are.
Pass it over, thank you.
Oh, they're useless. Useless and gnarled. Useless talons. Damn. I might as well have just...
Dan Hillary.
Dan, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Is Dan the guy I want to talk to first?
Dan is the low man on the totem pole.
Dan, Michael Douglas in his 50s. What is the current age of his new girlfriend, Catherine Zeta-Jones?
What is 29?
No.
I'm sorry, Daniel. Stay on the phone. We have lovely prizes for you.
Okay, Cliff, buddy.
Well, I gave an answer off the air, but...
No. Okay.
I'll give the one I gave off the air.
Yeah,
I know what's wrong. I said what is 28.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kurt. Clifford and Daniel both did not have the correct answer. How young is the last?
30.
Oh, lovely. I love them young.
Don't you?
30. Sorry, boys.
May I say kudos to Michael Douglas. He's doing a fine damn job.
That's the type of game that only Ken Stevens could love because they're giving away no extra money today.
Bloody good. Kudos to you, Stevens.
Dan and Cliff, don't go away, man. Just go away. Now listen to these gifts that Jack Kent Cook has for you. Jack, buddy.
First of all, boys, you've both won a WWF SummerSlam prize packet. Courtesy of Media General Cable. I love cable. Top event. Order WW SummerSlam. WWF SummerSlam. Live on pay-per-view on August 22nd. Call now to order. But wait, there's more. You have won a Wingding and Wingzing prize pack. Wingdings and Wingzings are available at your local grocery deli. But wait,
still more.
Oh, my. I knew it would be one prize. Well, here's something fitting for this program. You have won a Pull My Finger CD and T-shirt. Order it by calling... Oh, bloody hell. Why do you make me read this? 1-877-PASS-WIND. Visit their website at www.pullmyfinger.com. There you are. I've troweled out your trash.
Thank you.
Take it away. I'll be back to heaven.
Thank you.
Continue my negotiation.
Dan and Cliff, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
That's what I've been saying.
Hold on the line.
I'm going away.
Okay, thank you. Jack Kent Cook.
Always a pleasure to
thank you, and always remember, please, and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
A production of Coron Incorporated, and it's distributed by King World. What have I been saying? Check out my vision.
There he goes, a very special guest on this special day.
It's Friday the
13th. Man, when he wants to leave, he leaves.
So we had a dead guy here, Jack Kent Cook. Thank you, Mr. Cook.
There we go.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5, the Beaches Rock in Federalsburg, and Rolling Stones on the rock and backside of our party, and a beach jam to boot. Ultimate Request Hour coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, 800-234-9350. You're cordially invited to come by for the party. You know, and you will turn out to be the laughingstock of your neighborhood if word gets round that you spent all summer, even a weekend, at the beach. And didn't get yourself a little bit of tail. Well, we're going to fix that for you. You can get seasoned sauteed alligator tail and crocs all the time. I recommend you come by for your first taste Thursday as we broadcast live from 9 until 11. Beach freebies for the lot of you. 16-ounce drafts for $1, dollar shooters, and Bub's Olympic Night. An event that goes beyond the usual limitations of Olympic activities. That's this Thursday night at Crocs, 55th Street Bayside in Ocean City. Crocs rocks. More from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. And also something from Huey Lewis coming up.
Let's just be loose to it.
93.5, the Beach, Delmarva's home of rock and roll and some truly laxative type music from Brian Adams. It's available to you right now as part of the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves soundtrack. You'll have to wait till the beginning of September for an entire brand new album from Brian Adams. But it's on the way, so fear not, Adam Heads. Is that what they call them these days? It's beyond me. Hi, BBW. Good to have you along for a Monday night rock and roll party. Your Rocks coming up with the Ultimate Request Hour. If you're looking to pencil in that party itinerary, fill out the agenda, put your schedule together. Let's recommend the party on the patio with the beach and Miller Genuine Draft. That's happening at the Carousel on Thursday. It's Big John's broadcasting from 4 until 7. $1.50 Miller Genuine Draft cans. And also you can pick up a hot summer island raft for two from Miller. And we'll have plenty of beach freebies for you, too. The grill's going to be fired up. We're looking for another great sunshine, perfect conditions, a definitive beach day, lots of parking. So don't worry, we're looking to gather a crowd, and we'll save a spot for you. That's the Carousel Hotel in Ocean City, 118. Street Thursday afternoon for the party on the patio.
Just because the sun is
gone in my show.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now about Barbra Streisand.
Yes.
Rumors are at an all-time high that Barbra Streisand and James Brolin will get married this weekend.
Paging Mrs. Streisand.
I watched part of that movie again today. Why is it when a movie like Pee Wee's Big Adventure is never on cable,
right,
and then all at once every channel runs it 24 hours a day?
And it's the kind of movie, there you go, from Lost in America. I don't know. It's the kind of movie, it's another one where it's difficult for me to move by that. Yeah. I put Mommy Dearest in the same category when that's running all the time. I mean, it's really hard. Yeah.
And you know, there are some movies that I think I have finally figured out what they're doing. Like I saw it last night, Ghost was on, and also Mortal Thoughts was on, and The Juror was on, and all those movies starred Demi Moore and Striptease was on, and I figured out she has a new movie coming out. So you never see Demi Moore movies on cable,
right,
except when she has another movie coming out, and that's when they pile on all of her past movies.
I wish that more investigative journalists would clue us in to the process of what they're doing, exactly how it works, because I think that if we found out, we might not really be happy about it, because the standard fare that we get on cable is usually garbage.
I'm pretty sure like that HBO makes a deal with Warner Brothers or whoever the movie company is, and they say, if you give us the rights to broadcast your movie when it comes out, and we can have it on HBO, well, we'll help you right now. We'll put all of her crappy movies on so that we will saturate the market with Demi Moore.
Short Circuit. That is a movie. I am curious as to who made a pact with the devil to run Short Circuit all the time.
I think it was Johnny Seven. Not that I've seen that movie a couple of times.
I mean, that movie is probably, probably one of the record setters for the most run movie on cable. Short Circuit is on, and Short Circuit 2.
Yeah. Ask for it by name, Mike.
Sure.
All right, well, listen, about Barbra Streisand and James Brolin, who plays Pee Wee Herman in the movie Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Right.
And I bet that Barbra Streisand is real embarrassed about that, huh? That her boyfriend was in that movie?
Let's look at Yentl. No, I'd like to watch Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
All right, now, are they really getting married? Who knows? But supposedly, they are going to go to Block Island, which is a resort right off Rhode Island, for this weekend to get married. The thought is that President Clinton was going to be going to their wedding because he was supposed to be going up. Was he going to go to Martha's Vineyard or something?
He's supposed to go to Martha's Vineyard again.
He has changed his plans.
Really?
And he will be staying at home this weekend. So a lot of people think that, well, they're not getting married because Clinton's not going up there. But let's call anyway and pretend that we know that the wedding is going on to see if we can get anywhere. There are four locations, the finest resorts. Which one do you think sounds like the place that Barbra Streisand will get married at?
Okay.
The Spring House, the Surf Hotel, the National Hotel, or Samuel Peckham's?
Well, you know, my comedy mind wants to go with Samuel Peckham's.
Yeah, but which one do you think really?
The Spring House.
Okay, my choice would be National Hotel. What do you think, Buzz?
Spring House.
Okay, Spring House. Yeah.
Spring House has that kind of, you know.
Welcome to the Spring House.
She would think about how that sounded in the press when it was reported, I think.
Right. The groom will be wearing a gray suit with a red bow tie.
Maybe we'll be interior decorators or something.
And white patent leather shoes. Yes, he'll be dressed just like Pee-wee.
Or he'll be dressed like he is in the Amoco commercials. Yes. Hey, hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a radio show right now, a national radio show.
Okay.
Is this where Barbra Streisand is getting married this weekend?
No, she's not getting married here this weekend.
Oh, she's not getting married?
I don't know if she's getting married at all, but she's not getting married here.
Oh, she's not getting married. She's supposed to be on Block Island this weekend.
I, I don't know if she'll be here, but her wedding's not here.
What are the rumors around the island? You know, it's not a big place. What are the rumors?
I got the name of four different places.
The rumor is that it's happening here, but the rumor is false.
Uh-huh. And how do you know that?
Because we have the schedule, and she's not on it.
Well, not at your. She's not getting married at your place.
Right. Wasn't that what you were asking?
Yeah, well, we're checking with all the places.
See,
on the
we called the one. We had the Spring House. We thought that sounds like where Barbra Streisand would get married. Then you also have. Tell me about these places. Surf Hotel? She wouldn't get married in a place
no.
called Surf Hotel, right?
No.
What about the National Hotel?
I doubt it.
What about Samuel Peckham's? Hey, that's a funny name.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Forget about it?
Forget about it.
Right.
If you were Barbra Streisand, what resort or where would you get married on Block Island?
You'd get married there. Well, see, that's why we called you.
Yeah, if the Spring House had a classy name. You know, it sounded like the kind of place she'd get married. You get a lot of stars there?
A couple of Kennedys got married here a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh. Really? From MTV?
From MTV.
Wrong Kennedy. My mistake. You ever
that's
see
okay.
her?
Okay.
Huh. What about a future weekend?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
And you're positive.
You have a little restaurant in the Spring House?
Yes, sir.
Maybe she's booked under another name. Why don't you look under Yentl?
Yentl. Yeah. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. How about...
I'm trying to think of...
I'm trying to wreck my Funny
brain.
Girl?
Nope.
A Star is Born?
Funny Lady.
Nope.
Funny Lady. I'm sorry. How about Pussycat? The Owl and the Pussycat.
The Owl and the Pussycat.
I doubt it.
Have you tried? Are you looking at your computer?
No, I'm not.
Last name, Cat.
Can't.
Do you have a computer, or do you have, like, one of those big registers with a quill?
We have a computer.
With a pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but you're not getting married here.
Hmm. You know, the more you deny it, the more it makes me think that she might be.
I'm sorry, she's not, and I've got to go.
Listen, I have a very inquisitive mind.
All right.
The inquiring minds want to know. You know that, don't
I can't
you?
Help you.
I think she's getting married there.
I have to go.
Barbra Streisand's getting married there. I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah, wedding bells for Babs.
Okay.
Let me just try. Hello, gorgeous.
Let me try one of the other places.
You know, that's where they do. They'd know if she was getting married at Hello Gorgeous, the museum.
Where's the number of that place in San Francisco? It is a museum / Barbra Streisand souvenir shop.
/ shrine.
It's called Hello Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Two sites you must see. Hello Gorgeous Museum and the... Oh, you're old. Is Barbra Streisand going to be staying at your hotel this weekend?
Listen, I am the... The something of the Barbra Streisand wedding party.
Really?
Yes.
And we were told that she's going to be getting married.
Oh,
weekend.
I forgot to say Donna Mike on the air.
I don't
know
here, my dear. You'll have to call the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce? She wouldn't get married there. That's so tacky.
No, she would go to a major hotel and get a friend to do the service, perhaps even the president.
That's what we heard. We heard that she's going to be at your hotel. And we love Barbra Streisand. She's super.
So, could you pony up the information and tell us that the gorgeous is getting married there?
Mm, yeah, she's staying in room 11.
She's staying in room number 11?
Yeah, right.
Oh, good.
Don't toy with me like this.
Okay.
You're being very catty.
All right, dear.
I get the feeling that you're putting me on.
Probably.
Why is that? I'm just a big Barbra Streisand fan. I'm a hairdresser.
That's nice.
Do you get many stars at Samuel Peckham?
Yeah, do you want to speak to anyone here? I'm very busy.
I want to speak to Barbra Streisand.
Okay, one moment.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh,
well.
Don't rain on my parade.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Silly.
Silly
goose. You're so silly.
Well, she's not going to pick up it.
No, she did.
She put us right on hold.
Oh, that catty woman.
All right.
She's evil. I knew it. As soon as she picked up the phone, I knew she was evil. Just want to find out if Gorgeous is getting married this weekend.
She was a B.I.H.
We can all cry.
I think James Brolin is so dreamy. He is so perfect for her.
I think it's wonderful, but I'm still going to shed tears in my glass of sherry.
Calling Hello Gorgeous now in San Francisco. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Hello Gorgeous?
Yes, it is.
Hello, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
We have a question about Gorgeous.
Did we wake you up?
Not quite.
Not quite. Listen, this is the Barbra Streisand Museum, right?
Yes.
Is this the person that runs the museum, or is this that person's mother?
I'm a friend to the person that owns the museum.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, me too. That's three. Me three.
Well, listen, we were wondering where Barbra Streisand might be getting married at this weekend up in Rhode Island.
Have you heard about her getting married this weekend?
I heard from a fan, but I have no idea where.
You're hello gorgeous. You're the Barbra Streisand Museum. You should have that information.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Ringy dingy.
Hello. Earth to curator. Hello.
Is there anyone else there that could tell us, really give us some information about this?
No, but you can call back tomorrow.
Tomorrow will do me no good. I must know now.
Tomorrow could be too late. I don't think we have to go into great detail. This is Gorgeous, who's getting married. We'd like to find out.
Hello, Gorgeous.
I don't know when she's getting married. I've heard that she's getting married this weekend. But
that's what we've heard, too.
Isn't there anyone there working at the museum, maybe polishing the wax dummies of Barbara?
Mm-mm. No, I'm here alone.
Oh. Who's watching the store?
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you have gowns there that she wore in the movies?
No, we have copies of gowns.
Copies of gowns. Is the one where when she played Fanny?
Yeah, the one that she wore when she sang Don't Rain on My Parade.
Oh, Fanny Bryce. Fanny Bryce.
Mm-hmm. We also have a copy of the roller skating number.
Oh, that is so dreamy.
And the people number.
Would you have any of her personal feminine items?
No. We do have some shirts that she wore in Yentl and a shirt she wore in the...
Shirts? I can smell them now. Even though we're on the phone, I can smell them now. I swear to you, I can. Oh, that's Barbra.
That's
the smell of Barbra.
We love Barbra. We love Barbra. We love her. We love, we love, we love, we love.
How come you don't have any of Barbara's music there playing in the background? Can you play some?
Yes, I do.
Play some for us, please.
Going down the phone.
If you
want
to hold on, I'll go to the other phone.
Quickly.
Yes,
quickly. Time is money. Oh, Bab.
Hurry.
Oh, I love the gowns.
Oh, yes. What I wouldn't pay for. So she would never know. That's what I want on my mantle.
Oh, you know how to have a good time.
Sure I do.
Excellent.
Capital. And this is my program from when she was on Broadway. Okay, and here's my ticket from when I saw her at the Kennedy Center.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, listen.
I'm using it as a paperweight.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Hitting a high note.
Oh, she is so good. She is so good. Oh, love you, love you, love you, Barbra.
Oh, you're the greatest. You're a special friend of a friend, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm.
You're so dreamy.
Do you have any of her hair?
No, we have a lot of wigs that are styled. Can you hold?
Oh, only for a few more moments. Barbra, love you, love you.
Our museum is complete. There we are, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
We're going to that wedding. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to crash that wedding.
That's Samuel Peckham. We're here.
Sammy Peen. Hello. Hello, gorgeous.
We're going to dress just like they did. Same tuxedos they wore in Dumb and Dumber.
Those are so dreamy. I want the orange one.
I want the blue one.
Good. Problem solved. I think that Jim Carrey's so dreamy. He's so rubbery.
Oh,
he's a rubber-faced comedian, Jim Carrey. Oh, and he was a Riddler. Oh, riddle me this. How long did it take you to get out of that outfit, Jim?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi.
Hello, and I loved him in The Cable Guy. I love a darker Jim Carrey. Oh, be mean to me, Jim Carrey.
I never knew you liked Jim Carrey.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
He's no Brad Pitt.
Who is? Did you see those pictures in Playgirl? My God.
I'm glad we agree.
Oh, my.
Are you still playing Gorgeous?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Turn it up, please.
Let us hear the music.
Well, it's a movie. And she's not singing at the moment.
Oh, boo. It's no fun when she's not singing.
Well, listen, pick one of these four hotels. Either Springhouse, Surf Hotel, National Hotel, or Samuel Peckham's. Which do you think she'd be married at? Which sounds like Barbra to you?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Spring House, Surf Hotel, National Hotel, and Samuel Peckham's.
I don't have a clue.
Oh, please, hazard a guess.
Please.
Hazard a guess, please.
Did you say the Surf Hotel?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's as good as any.
Yes, yes, I thought so, too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, gorgeous.
Thank you. Oh, you're a lifesaver. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Rosie on yet?
Rosie's coming on in a half an hour, but we can still call the Surf Hotel to find out if Barbara's getting married to James Brolin there.
Oh, that's great. When's Ellen come on?
I like that show.
Me too.
I love Laura Dern.
Oh.
I wish she was in the life.
I do.
Just because it's one of my special fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. I have a call waiting. Can you hold?
Well, only for another minute.
Only for a minute. We're very busy.
You would think that we would have gotten tired of talking like this about 10 minutes ago, but
maybe if she picks up the phone, Barbara will be doing another number.
Who knows?
Certainly hope so.
Well, I know we're running so late today.
Mm-hmm.
All Buzz is going to talk about is a nasty plane crash anyway. Nobody wants to hear that bad news.
Oh, no.
Sad. Give me the happy news, Buzz. Tell me about Brad Pitt and Playgirl magazine. Oh.
I have that.
Oh, Brad Pitt and Playgirl magazine.
Yeah, I have the latest on that.
You do? On Brad Pitt?
Yeah. You do?
Tell us right now while we're waiting for this hag to pick up the phone.
Well, his lawyer's gone to court to try to make the temporary injunction, keeping the August issue off the stand.
Buzz?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes?
I need to go. I have people here that I need to chat with.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
You're so dreamy, and we love Barbara Streisand. Hello, gorgeous.
You're gorgeous, too. Goodbye, gorgeous.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I wish she was my mom.
I do, too.
She's so dreamy.
I wish she'd give me a sponge bath.
Now, Buzz, what about that old dreamy Brad Pitt?
Well, his lawyer's trying to keep those pictures
out. Talk like us, though,
okay.
Buzz.
Well,
talk like
no, I don't think that's a good idea, do you?
Come on, Buzz. Forget about it.
Forget about it, Buzz. Got it.
All right, tell me real fast. Give me a little treat here.
His lawyer's gone to court to try to keep those Playgirl pictures off the newsstands permanently because the original injunction was only temporary.
No, keep them out there for everyone to see.
So the fight continues.
Absolutely me.
He's got a mean, nasty lawyer.
Yes, he does.
I think we should stop this now.
I think so, too. Just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
Regarding the Brad Pitt issue.
Yes.
The human body is beautiful.
Yes. Good for you.
Thank you. I've said my piece.
Let me think about it.
Okie doke.
Okay.
That's what commercials are for.
I love that band leader on the Rosie O'Donnell show.
God, he's so butch.
Oh, McDLT.
John McDLT.
Oh, lettuce, tomato, and mayo.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
How come you all talk like this, Buzz?
You got a problem with homos?
No, not at all.
Let me hear you talk like this, though.
That's why I don't want to, use that voice.
Who do you think you are, Charlie Stossel?
Homophobe.
No. Homophobe.
No. Why do you hate us so, Charlie Stossel?
Behave yourself. You play with dolls.
He's cute, though. I'll tell you this about Charlie Stossel.
That's it.
That's where he draws the line.
He's like the Pillsbury Doughboy with a little goatee.
Super.
All right. No payoff there.
Oh, no.
Dear.
Who knows where she's getting married? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Old cow. Just go ahead and die. I hate Barbra Streisand. Somebody remind me I hate Barbra Streisand. I really do. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
Okay, listen, we have a choice of maybe celebrities on the phone.
Oh, exciting. I always like this.
First, a guy who claims that his aunt was the voice of Wilma Flintstone of the Flintstones. Who was that, Rob? Wasn't that the lady from Petticoat Junction?
No, that was Betty. This should be Jean Vanderpil.
Repeal. All right, thank you.
That's
right.
Astounding. Sometimes that little encyclopedia of unknown facts you have in your brain.
The encyclopedia of worthless information.
Beyond worthless, but it comes up on this show.
Now, on the other line is a guy who claims that he's Paul Revere.
Wow.
From Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Well, you have to go with priority, right?
Right. Now, I'm just trying to think. I wish I knew what the guy Paul Revere's real name was.
You are a huge fan.
Yeah. Of Paul Revere and the Raiders, sure. And I think he lives in Idaho or Iowa, something like that. I will quiz him about some of the Raiders' records.
Very good. And you know them. And and you battled your father about Paul Revere.
I even like all their stinky records. Hello.
Hello. I'm listening to you, dude.
Now, I've seen Paul Revere and the Raiders on Dick Clark. This does sound like this might be Paul Revere.
It just might be.
And now, are you living in where? Iowa, Idaho?
No, Idaho. I just got back from a tour yesterday. We were out for 5 weeks, And I'm leaving tomorrow for to play Harris Casino in Lake Tahoe, Nevada for this weekend. And I just got a call from a friend of mine. Says, hey, you got to turn on the radio. These guys are talking about you in your spandex pants.
Well, listen, I if this is really the real Paul Revere of the Raiders.
That's me.
I really dug your guys' music, man. My dad hated you guys, which is why I began to love your music.
Of course, that's the deal.
All right, now let me give you the quiz to find out if you're the real Paul Revere.
I'll bet you don't know the answers, though.
Well, I'm just going to ask you about some records.
he sounds confident.
I'm just going to ask you about some records.
Okay.
What was the record that you guys put out after Indian Reservation?
Right after Indian Reservation?
Yes.
If I remember right, it was Birds of a Feather.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now, a real tough one. After that, when you guys tried to make a comeback, when you just went with just the name The Raiders, and I think you may have even sent this record out and not told radio stations who it was.
Well, there was a number of them. There was one called Country Wine, one was Powder Blue, Mercedes Queen.
All right, this is it.
Wow.
This is, hey, cool. this is a real guy.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
We don't trust anyone on this show. You have
now,
to understand.
Where are you guys at? Because I just called an 800 number.
We do the show from D.C.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, but we're all over the country.
I mean, and like instantly.
Yeah. Paul Revere. How cool is this? I love your records.
That's way cool, dude. And you know what's funny is the station you're on here...
Yeah.
Is KFXD
in Boise,
which is outside of Boise, Idaho. It's between Boise and Nampa, and KFXD is the very first radio station ever on the planet Earth to ever play Indian Reservations. They played it before it was actually even released as a single, because I had them play it on the air just to see if they'd get any response before I decided whether we would use it as a single or we would put out Birds of a Feather. It was one or the other. And Indian Reservation got all the the phone calls, and so we released it, and it went to 180 with an anchor. Nobody played it, so I got on my motorcycle, my chopper. After watching the movie Easy Rider, I said I need to do this, and so me and my buddy took off on two Harleys, rode across the country, stopped at every hamlet, as they say, and village across America. Dropping off copies of Indian Reservation and doing interviews like this on the radio.
Wow.
and boggling their minds, and I conned people into playing it, and the next thing you know, it went to number one, sold 3 million copies.
Yeah.
Wow. That too.
And I remember now, there was one song you guys had, this had to be like 1969, I was about 11 years old, you had a song called Let Me.
That's right.
And here's the part of the song my dad hated. It would fade out, it would go, let me, and then they go, let me. My dad hated
that, and we still aggravate people with it.
Listen, hey, well, it is a great pleasure to have you on. Let's get some information from this guy. Let's book him as a guest one day when I can bring all my records in and show him what a super psychotic fan I am of the Raiders.
So you still wear the Revolutionary War outfits when you're on stage?
Absolutely. Wouldn't you be disappointed if we didn't show up? The trick is, thank God for spandex. We can still get him on.
Well, I give it up here for my man Paul Revere. Hey, thanks for calling. Hold on a second, man.
Somebody booked that guy.
That's cool. That's very cool. That's the best kind of celebrity call when they're, you know, they get hip to somebody who's listening. They say, turn on the radio, and then they call right in.
I like them. Not as much as the grassroots, keep in mind. You know what?
Sure.
I could like the Raiders more if they would give me a chance to jam with them like the grass. Hold on. Give me my grassroots tape. I got to play that.
Your audition tape.
Right.
Yeah. Now, he's probably coming through the Washington area at some point. They tour all the time.
Or out in Reno.
During the fair season. You know, that's when they do a lot of their games.
I think he's a step above country fair.
Well, he obviously is. If he's playing Tahoe, he's definitely a step above.
Okay. Although I'm sure they've played their share of country fairs before.
Sure.
Which is where I hooked up with these chaps.
Right.
Campy chaps.
I'll stay off your toe, Don.
That's Rob Grill. He's the lead singer of the Grassroots.
You sang, we jammed with them.
Sound of your footsteps.
This is a big dream come true for me to be up on stage at the Grassroots. Singing. Yeah, with Paul Revere and the Raiders, I get to wear a uniform. Okay, now here I come, right here. Here's me. Perfect. Well,
there it is. That is my 5 minutes of fame with the Grassroots.
And, you know, you have that tape where you just say the I love you part, because later in the song you did the I love you, which I think was your strongest part of that song.
Because it involved no singing.
Yeah, but it's still perfect rhythm on this.
And here it is.
I love you!
Bow, 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 bow,
bow. I love you!
I could do better with the Raiders. Oh. The Raiders music is more in my key.
Uh-huh. And are they called the Raiders now, or is it still Paul Revere?
Oh, I bet it's Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Sure.
Yeah. We should be together like birds of a feather. Na 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 na.
And he's going out to Tahoe.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Rob, book me on the next flight to Tahoe, baby.
You're going to perform in Tahoe this weekend.
I love you!
Oh, I get all buttery. That's funny. That's funny, man.
Yeah.
These guys sold a lot of records.
They sure did.
All right, now, here's a lady who... What, did you get it on with the Raiders or with the Beach Boys? What does it say here?
Oh, are Helen? You talking to me?
Yes,
Helen in Fairport.
This is Helen from New York. Hello, yes. Helen.
Helen! I was at the Beach Boys concert in Berlin in either late 68, early 69. They were on the program with Paul Revere and the Raiders. And I actually went into the dressing room with Paul Revere and the Raiders.
And the forces of gravity caused my pants to fall
to
the floor.
Well, not exactly.
Did you hear the beginning part that she was in Germany?
Really?
I was an army dependent.
Oh.
So you ended up in the dressing room of Paul Revere and the Raiders, did they?
No, just sign an autograph. That was
See, if that was a Kiss concert, you wouldn't have gotten out of there alive.
Yeah. But I did kiss one of the Beach Boys on his way on stage.
Oh. Did you get the creeping crud?
No, the drummer, the only cute one. But then he drowned, you know.
Oh, Dennis Wilson.
Yeah.
Dennis Wilson.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for that bit of something. Thank you.
If you kiss Brian Wilson, you might have needed a nice gargle.
Hello. It's not my show.
Hey, like
me,
William Shatner.
Me, not you! Me one kiss. Hello.
Yeah, you sound like William Shatner singing with the Grassroots there.
Thank you. I will take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
My confession.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in Sacramento.
Yes.
I just tuned in. Don and Mike are singing that song, Midnight Confessions.
No,
right?
Don was.
That was me soloing with the Grassroots at the Montgomery County Fair.
Right, right.
There was about 45 people. there was a lot more people at the pottery exhibit than there were to watch the Grassroots that day. I got to be honest with you.
Huh?
They weren't a huge draw that day at the county fair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that they knew it wasn't part of the Raiders singing that one.
Gee, thanks for your help. How stupid do you think we are?
No.
Listen, how long have you been in the radio business? What?
I'm a biggest fan.
So you called in, you have no knowledge of what you're talking about, and you weren't listening carefully.
That is an insult to my doctor,
no,
to my daughter,
Mike.
To the freaks that carry your luggage up to the room to say that I don't know the difference between a Paul Revere or the Raiders record and a Grassroots record.
You mentioned the Grassroots.
Can you sing Kicks?
What?
Can you sing Kicks? Please.
No, I'm not going to sing your song now.
Oh, come on.
No. Beg me.
Beg?
Beg.
Can I get on my knees?
Yes.
Well, okay, I'm on my knees.
Beg me.
Please sing Kicks.
I don't hear anything.
Come on, man.
He's not begging very effectively.
Well, what do you...
Beg me. Really, really beg, plead, like you're pleading for your life.
Come on, are you not...
No, I don't. Listen, I don't want any of that. I just want you to beg me to sing a song.
Yes, you don't have to make it sexual.
You don't have to make it sexual.
You just have to beg. You have to scream and beg.
Scream and beg?
See, something tells me
Kicks.
You are not serious about me singing Kicks for you.
I'm serious.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Then let me hear you seriously beg me to sing that song.
Don.
Yes.
Please. Sing Kicks by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, he's not doing a very good job at all.
Last chance.
Last chance. Well,
keep in mind, everybody in the audience right now said they hope that this guy's wish does not come true.
Last chance for you.
You've
got to
be the only guy in the world that wants me to sing.
Well, tell me how you want me to say it.
No, you have to do it yourself.
I don't draw your math. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Beggars can't be choosers.
That's right.
I just have to sing that song for someone else.
Now, what is Kicks? What was he referring to?
Kicks just keep getting harder to find.
Ah, yes. Okay.
You know, the kicks keep changing. Something's... You better find out it's too late. Girl, you better get straight.
There you go.
Well, you don't need Kicks.
I'm talking about Shaft.
John Shaft. And we can dig it. Hello.
Aloha, Don. Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
You calling from Hawaii?
Yes, I am.
Yay.
Here you go. Yeah, that's right. Don't wear
show is on in Honolulu right now, where it's like 3 o'clock in the morning there.
No, no, no. It's 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's only a 6-hour difference.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah.
On KISA Radio.
Hold on. 1540 AM.
That's right. All the way down to the right hand side of the dial.
It's hard to find, but I found you yesterday.
All right, in Hawaii. I love the idea that we're broadcasting in Hawaii now.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we have 1540. Man, that's a hot dial position. You can't do worse than 1540, man.
1540.
It stops at 16. Yeah. So you're all the way at the end.
That's pretty close. Right.
How's it sounding out there in Hawaii?
Not bad, actually. I was in a rental car yesterday, and I was able to get you on the radio. But I'm out on the beach in Waikiki today, and I can't quite pick up the signal.
Well, that's what we love hearing.
What's that?
Nothing we love. You know, the two things I love hearing most is that we have a crappy dial position.
Yeah.
And then I love it even better when someone calls and says, you can't pick the station up where you are.
I know.
Can't hear us on the beach.
Because I'm on the beach. So I'm heading in to go to a lunch date, so I thought I'd call you guys because I live in Reston.
Okay.
What is our tower like on the other side of one of those volcanic mountains? Some outpost.
There's no active volcanoes here. Not on Oahu.
All right. Well, have a great time in Hawaii.
Thank you. I'm heading home on Friday. I came out for a class reunion. I went to high school here.
Oh, spoiled, spoiled, spoiled.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to us.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
She's the only listener we have in Honolulu.
That's Aloha.
Right. Yes. Take care, little rich girl.
Aloha. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello. Hello.
I'm on the beach in Waikiki, but I can't hear you.
Gee, thanks.
That made us feel great.
I just slap us.
Hello, Hawaii. Aloha.
Donna, much. You know, I think our station's got about as much power as... Have you driven by, like, a housing where they got an area with a lot of new houses going up in development?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say... To hear about this house, turn your radio to 88.2 FM, because it's like a transmitter, like 2 watts, and you can only pick up as you drive by the house.
Right. If you'd like information on buying one of these beautiful homes.
That's the same deal we have with many of our affiliate stations.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
How are you doing, guys?
Great, thank you.
Well, I was just calling in because when I worked with the government and was detailed out in Kansas City, Missouri, I had the pleasure of spending the good... of the evening with Eddie Mecca. Do you remember him?
We are going to devote this entire segment to people who are no longer popular.
Great B Celebrities. It's the Great B Celebrity Show.
Eddie Mecca, the big ragu.
Hi, this is Eddie Mecca. You probably remember me from Laverne and Shirley, Carmine Ragusa, the big ragu. You know I'd go from rats to riches. And I never, ever, ever listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's a good guy. We've had him on quite a few times.
Yeah, he was a fantastic guy. He was doing
one of the first major stars we ever had on the show.
Is that right?
It was Eddie Mecca.
He was just a sweet guy and telling me about Hollywood and
major talent.
Down to earth.
He's a player.
Formidable star.
Right. He's a player.
Yeah.
Listen, the last time we had him on, didn't we ask him about Rosie O'Donnell being gay? Because wasn't he in Greece with her?
Yep.
And didn't he kind of allude to the fact that she might be gay?
I believe he did.
But we are way ahead of the curve on that. Hold on. Here is our gaydar expert, Rob Spiewak.
I'm straight, by the way. And he was the dance partner in the baseball movie, League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
Dance with Madonna.
Fantastic.
And didn't we ask him, Rob, about...
he was real sketchy about it.
Real sketchy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's going to be doing commercials pretty soon for, body creams and things like that. It's kind of like the way it goes. He does a lot of those commercials.
I don't know if Eddie Mecca's going to get any body cream accounts.
Hi there, I'm Eddie Mecca. I'd like to talk to you about male itch.
You know me, the big ragu.
I tell you, working on Laverne and Shirley, a guy could sure get itchy down there.
And hi. This is Paul Revere. When I'm on stage in Tahoe, man, these shorts cling.
These shorts, these spandex pants I wear, give me the male itch.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.